Okay, now we're recording finally.
And start the show.
We got
start the show.
We got the butt.
Hey, everybody, let's start the show.
You know, we're hitting a milestone tonight, actually.
450.
Yeah, kind of.
Splash.
What do you mean, kind of? No, it's 450.
Kind
of? There's no kind of.
Kind of forever.
Kind of forever?
Yes.
All right, you want to do
it? Yeah, all right, let's go. Come on.
Hey, tonight! Shut your fucking face, Uncle
the
Fucker.
One to go meet to meet.
It's not meet to meet. Kevin's here.
Oh, my.
What's up, K-Dog?
What's up?
Why are you so quiet?
What's up, everyone on the butt? Right. We didn't really technically start yet.
No, we haven't started the fucking show yet.
Well, what are you waiting for, you hump?
Start the show. Bound for Glory, AEW Dynamite, New Japan Pro Wrestling, SmackDown, Raw, NWA, Power, MLW, all next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Cocksucker.
The Shining Wizards are celebrating 8 years of podcasting with a live show on Thursday night, November 21st, at the Elementary Brewing Company in Hackensack, New Jersey. There's going to be special guests, lots of laughs, plenty of great beer, and some other surprises as well. And of course, admission is free. That's Thursday night, November 21st, 7 p.m. start time at the Elementary Brewing Company, 58 Voorhees Road, Hackensack, New Jersey. For more information, go to ShiningWizards.com. And please come out and join us for a celebration of wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's up, fuckers?
I love the big package.
Oh, my.
God damn.
Phil Ray is going to be doing this. Phil Ray plays all the commercials. And the Turnbuckle Throwback with Choppy and Randy. Or whatever that generic guy is. The new generic guy. Phil Ray plays all our commercials. Phil Ray does dick. My name's Tony and I want to suck Phil's dick. Hey, you know who my buddy is? Phil Ray. We're going to do a tournament. A fucking dream tournament. We're going to all pick the same wrestlers. It's going to be riveting podcasting. Phil Ray, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Shining Wizards Tony. The Shining Wizard Turnbuckle people.
Daka.
Tony looks like Bruno, and Phil looks like Vader ate Vader.
Daka!
Really? Really? They're gonna be at WrestleCon!
Daka!
1980s bad mullets, fucking cocaine. It's called, these people should have been dead 30 years ago, but they're still alive. So come throw your money at them and get some pictures with some decrepit old fucking wrestlers.
Wow, 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 wow.
Happening this weekend at I Play America Freehold. Go by the Turnbuckle Throwbacks table. Tell them Shining Wizard sent you, and you get a big fat sausage finger in your face. Hey, everybody.
And yeah, it's at I Play America next Saturday. At,
And Mega Powers is going to be there, and he's going to tell everybody he hates him, but he's not going to tell us why, because he's a fucking jerk-off.
Wow.
Wow, hot take coming at you. Phil's probably miserable. He's on the bus right now. He's crying in his soup. He's cold. He's wet. Chappie's posting pictures of his wife. She's the most beautiful girl in the world, but he's so tired from his job. And Greg is the new guy.
Greg, what's
or
up?
Or Randy. We don't know who the new guy is. What's his name? Who gives a fuck?
Eric Joe. I got nothing.
So, yeah. Phil plays all the commercials.
He's tired from work.
They're always fucking tired. I'm fucking tired all the time.
You don't hear me crying about it.
Yeah, you know what, though? You know what I do cry about? Fucking dog people. Dog people are fucking weirdos.
Is that like crab people? Like,
nah, you put a fucking toupee on a dog, you're a fucking jerk off. You should kill yourself,
all right,
okay?
Time out. Who put a toupee on a dog?
I see things, man. I do events. I see people. I see some weird shit. It's fucking hot down here.
Yeah, it's
so wait,
hot
are
as
you
balls.
Talking like, about like 365, or are you just talking about the Halloween season?
Doesn't matter.
So if you dress your dog up
they're
for Halloween,
animals.
You're a jerk?
Your dog is one
DNA, like, chromosome away from being a wolf who would eat your fucking face just for fun. You shouldn't be dressing them up like children. You want kids? Have kids. Let your dog be a fucking dog, you dickbag.
Well, I mean, if you have, like, a baby, the baby doesn't have a choice whether or not he's getting dressed up either.
Exactly.
So you don't.
That's why people have kids, because they're fucking weirdos.
So you disagree with dressing up babies too for Halloween?
Naked babies, Kevin. No, you could dress up a baby because that's why people have babies. So they can be fucking dress up with them, put pictures all over
social
media.
That's why people have babies.
That's probably one of the yes, it's one of the reasons why people have babies.
What would you do if I told you that this Saturday, October 26th,
you're
instead of going to iPlay?
You told us last week.
I did on the show.
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, you
don't remember
it.
Because I ate a whole lot of hot jerky.
That's probably not why you don't remember.
Well, that's what happened after I didn't remember.
But
the prelude to not remembering.
The judge of a
dog costume contest.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser. Jesus,
well,
Christmas
wow.
Crap.
They're paying, and they pay well.
Fucking hot take Matt over here.
I'm just saying. Get a fucking hobby, man.
I got nothing else going on.
You could be at iPlay America at the Turnbuckle Throwbacks table. You could meet Sergeant Slaughter. You could meet Nikolai Volkov. They're going to dig him up, and they're going to put him right next to him. Then you could get your picture taken with Nikolai Volkov's dead scully head.
Hey, I got a great picture with
Kev,
Nikolai
what are you
Volkov.
Watching? The Devils? The Devils on?
No, he actually came on accidentally. I went to go find Raw results, and I hit a video.
Oh, you sure a big piece of shit didn't show up on your screen? Hey, I'm on fire. I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
had
man.
A pretty shitty day, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Nice. I like it. Matt's coming correct today, Tony.
I watched a lot of wrestling. How you doing over there?
Welcome to the Shining Wizards 450th episode of Wrestling Talk.
All right.
Oh, that's right. We didn't do that.
Well, he sucked all the energy out of the room.
I'm a succubus.
All right, Tony, start over. Do it. Hit him with the real deal now. Do it, fucker. Don't complain about it and not come correct with it. Jesus.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 450 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, as you know, it's Wrestling Talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Thanks for tuning in tonight on The Rant. We are part of Rant Entertainment Media. We are the founders and the forefathers of the Shining Wizards Network. And we've got a little celebration coming up on November 21st.
You know it, baby.
At the Elementary Brewing Company. And Kevin, tonight, we are announcing the third and fourth guests for the Shining Wizards 8th anniversary show.
Oh, that's news to me. I thought we already did. I thought I saw something on the old face base today. But that may have been the old guest.
This new thing doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
This thing.
Are you serious?
No, Tony doesn't work, Matt. That's where you were wrong.
See, this is what I should have used for the commercial instead of celebration, but I had celebration on the mind, not party all the time. My girl wants to. Wow, look at that. Look at the mullet on Rick James. Did you see him right there?
This is the most underrated party song ever.
Definitely. Eddie Murphy had some talent, man. Not even joking.
Wait. Well, yeah, comedically, this is a great, catchy song, but he sucks.
What?
How many fucking songs do you have, Kevin?
I mean, none yet.
Exactly.
Yet.
But
Kevin's got things in the hopper.
There's always stuff up there. I mean, Matt, I am the king of... I am the king of MC Tennessee.
Okay, so Eddie Murphy has coming to the number two America in production right now. They're also working on Beverly Hills Cop 4. That's pretty big. Not so much Beverly Hills Cop. If they do Coming to America right, I'm going to be very happy.
Only because it's the second one and not a remake, right?
Yes. But here's the thing that bothers me. That big bitch from SNL is on it. And I really don't think she's that funny.
No, nobody that's currently on SNL is very funny. Take, for example, those two schmucks that they put on WWE TV.
WrestleMania,
right?
Son.
They fucking sucked. Meanwhile, fucking the Mark Normans of the world, the fucking Bill Burrs of the world.
You know, I watched the Great Antonio, that big piece of shit.
The real funny people, the Kevin Garifos of the world.
You know it.
Yeah, why isn't Kevin Garifo in a WrestleMania Battle Royal?
They're being held back.
Maybe I'll jump on one.
Oh.
Maybe I'll jump on an indie show battle royal.
Nice.
We know some people who know people. We're going to get you a WrestleMania.
I want my WrestleMania moment, people.
All right, let's get Kevin his WrestleMania moment.
Put me in a battle royal.
Why are we denying Kevin Joseph Garifo his WrestleMania moment? I ask you.
Lord knows I've earned it. Check that out.
Kevin just randomly pulled out a SmackDown magazine with Eddie Guerrero on the cover.
I think I had that one, too. Oh, and the shitty picture of Triple H on the back for a fucking stack or whatever energy drink it was.
Feel the sting.
Oh, the sting. That's it.
I found this today.
All right, well, Kevin's going to get his WrestleMania moment November 21st at the Elementary Brewing.
Brewing Company.
Brewing Company.
Yeah, but that's November. That's more like my Survivor Series moment.
You got to start somewhere.
That's a good point.
It's two more moments that I've ever had.
And we are less than a month away from this extravagant celebration. There's going to be booze. There's going to be free food. There's going to be Dave LaGreca's there. Fala. We're going to announce our two guests later. We got two more guests to fill
rounding it out. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a fucking great time.
Names for days, folks. Names for days.
One name for every day of the week. Matt, Kevin, Tony, Fala, Dave LaGreca. Two mystery names.
Yes. Oh, boy.
So make sure you clear your calendar November 21st to come out to Hackensack, New Jersey, 58 Voorhees Lane, Hackensack, New Jersey, the Elementary. We're going to fucking party. We got giveaways. We got all sorts of swag to give away.
Swag.
That's it. So maybe play some games.
We have some fun. We have a fun wheel that we haven't figured out what to do with yet.
Yeah, the fucking fun wheel. We got a fun wheel. Who has a fun wheel?
Fucking fun wheel. How many of you Shiny Wizards have a fun wheel?
That's right.
None of you motherfuckers got a fun wheel.
We're doing a fun wheel.
So less than
Does
a month
Conrad
away.
Does Conrad Thompson have a fun wheel? No.
I don't know.
Less than a month away. Clear your calendars. Come out. Celebrate with us. The show starts at 7. We'll probably do like 2 hours. Then we're going to hang out. We're going to have some drinks. We're just going to have a really good time. So if you're a wrestling fan, if you are friends of ours, if you just want to come fucking hang out, whatever. Just come hang out. Celebrate with us. We don't give a shit. There's booze and food.
Yeah,
and entertainment.
Bring your family.
We might make you laugh.
Don't bring your kids. I don't know if kids.
No, don't bring.
Bring your adult family.
Don't bring kids. Kids is a terrible idea.
Why? Kids are awesome.
No, Shining
Kevin could dress them in the parking lot.
It'll be way. You dress them like pilgrims.
That's right.
It'll be way after Halloween. So, but it'll be right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hence pilgrims.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what you meant.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, but you said it. Okay.
Yeah, right. And then you said it's after Halloween.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's weird when you tell a grown man to dress children in a parking lot. So I'm just trying to, make it less.
Who dresses like a pilgrim for Halloween?
Oh fuck! I don't know.
If you
man.
Bought a pilgrim outfit for Halloween, though, Kevin, then you could wear it again for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Oh, stop it!
My wife brought a skeleton onesie that she's also going to apparently wear as pajamas every night. So
good. See, that makes sense.
Trap door.
No, only in the front.
What, does she have a dick? I mean,
no, I think
help.
It's like a unisex one, but, you know.
Maybe it's like an undercarriage.
Maybe it's her man boner. I don't know. I didn't ask.
And it goes all the way through.
Does it go all the way through?
No.
Oh, that sucks. Maybe what if she starts? Got a shit? Then she's got to take it
then
off.
Then she's got to take it off. I don't fucking know, man.
Well, she's not thinking ahead. I'm just trying to help your wife out. You don't want to fucking have her jump into bed with a onesie and she got a couple of fucking logs trickling down to her ankles.
I mean,
a couple of logs?
Who knows what happens when I'm sleeping?
She takes some massive shits. You didn't know that. Sorry. I wasn't supposed to get out. A
couple of logs sneak out in the middle of the night for me
when
I'm sleeping.
Yeah, but logs don't sneak out.
Sometimes they do.
Like, puddles sneak out.
Puddles?
Maybe not puddles.
Kevin pees the bed.
Stuff sneaks out.
Sure.
Like acorns.
Leakage. You could say leakage. Puddle, that's a lot.
Yeah, right,
you step
sounds,
in a puddle, your sock gets wet. It goes through your shoe.
That sounds way more dramatic. You're right. But logs is worse.
I don't know.
Logs don't sneak out.
You gotta have an asshole of Brian Knobs as fucking...
Like you get in that ride at the theme park, log flume. Like those aren't slow-moving apparatus.
No, they fly.
All right, maybe they tumble out. I don't know.
They tumble for you. Maybe they tumble for you.
There you go.
They tumble toward you.
I tumble toward you.
Speaking of tumbling, what do we want to start with tonight?
What don't we want to start with tonight?
Can we start with MLW since it was fresh from the hopper this morning?
We can start with MLW.
Why are you so...
Well, Matt said to me last week, I did not watch the first episode from Mexico last week.
Okay, we did do a show Monday last week, too, a day early.
Yeah, that's true. So usually on Mondays is when I watch it. I happen to watch it this morning, though. You said you didn't care for the episode so much.
No, I didn't.
That's right.
I forgot how fucking awful this video is.
Is this from Billy Madison? Tell me it's the Billy Madison one.
No.
It's the fucking 80s Boy George video.
It's the Culture Club.
Yes.
All right, so you were asking...
Last week's MLW. What was so bad about it? We never even really got into detail.
I just don't... I don't like the look in Mexico.
Why do they have the logo on the apron not facing the hard cam? It's like facing to the right.
Because it's Mexico.
It's like Australia. Everything's on the other side there. Or like
I didn't like the triple threat match that they had with the Crash guys. I really thought that the Hammerstone match was flat.
Okay. Who did Hammerstone wrestle? Mexican guy?
Yes, Ray...
Horus?
Yes.
Okay, well, Horus is...
I like Horus.
I mean, he's part of MLW, though.
Yes,
so
he is like
he
the...
is Mexican, like, he's
he is the...
Cra- the
but he's like the Crash champion.
Yeah, not to be confused with Horus Hogan.
That's right.
And there's another
Well, Horus
match.
Is a little taller than... Shorter than Horus Hogan. I'm working match. Off your jokes. If you don't like it, I'll just shut my microphone off.
Oh, my God. Will you stop? What was the other one?
You're in a good mood. I'm in a bad mood. Okay,
why are you in a bad mood?
Because MLW sucked this week. I'm sorry.
Mama Mia.
Okay.
All right. You know what? While you're looking that up, I'm going to get into it.
All right. Let's get into it.
All right. Can you mute? I'll tumble for you.
Never.
Can you shut it?
Mute it.
No, all right.
It's done.
It's a little time for MLW.
Really?
Oh, dude. Listen, there were very few highlights. I'll get into that right now real quick.
All
right. The interview with the Dynasty was great. Where they were messing with each other, good stuff.
Right. I thought MJF had a great liner.
Wait, we're talking about the one yesterday.
The one yesterday, episode. Yes. What was the liner?
When they were happy to be back in America because they didn't want to be in that shit stain known as Mexico.
Yes, that was good.
Brilliant.
Oh, and then Hammerstein had a fucking great line, and he
Hammerstone.
He broke MJF at one point. He's like, you know, that was pretty funny. I got to give you that.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Because a Texas Tornado, where you wrestle with no shoes on, it doesn't make sense. Because the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich, wore boots.
Well, he wore...
A boot and a half.
Well, sort of.
So, like, if it was a Texas Tornado match, like, it doesn't make sense because when you wear no shoes, because Kevin Von Erich wore no shoes, and he wasn't the Texas Tornado.
The other thing...
No offense, guys.
...that I liked...
No heat.
I liked the Von Erich's interview at the beginning. When they were talking like, you know what? We got him on the pay-per-view. We're going to win those belts. It's going to be Texas Tornado. Good stuff. Everything else, line it up to knock it down. That opening six-man match was complete dog shit. You know how I know it was complete dog
shit?
How? Because Court Bauer had no faith in it. He put a minute and a half contra promo in the middle of the fucking match. That tells me that nobody cares what these six slobs are doing in the ring. And the one team had like the come out and party shirts on too. Is it a come out and party and crash? I don't know. I'm not judging. I just thought it looked goofy. That was my take on that.
I agree.
Who was the announcer that was sitting in with what's-his-face?
I don't know who was...
He was terrible.
Rich Puccini
I talked about Britt Baker being bad. I talked about Ali being bad. This guy doesn't know the difference between Damian 666 and his kid Bestia 666.
Okay, Matt, do you want to handle this or do you want me to?
I think we could double team this.
All right.
Yes, tag.
Take another sip of this Tito's here.
So you had said that... In the text.
Yes.
So I was very...
conscious about
this. The only time he mentioned him was when he said Damien was his father.
No, he said Bestia twice when he was calling the action. Twice he said it.
I did not hear it once.
I didn't hear it once either.
Oh, you know what else I heard a lot on this episode?
Oh my God.
Lots of swearing. Can L.A. Park cut a promo where he doesn't say puta and all these other words 75 million times that it has to be translated on the bottom of the screen? Look, they're on YouTube. I get it. But sometimes less is more, especially when it comes to the swear words.
We just popped over MJF saying shit stain.
He said it in the context of his promo. It wasn't, I'm going to kill this fuck and this fuck is going to die and I'm going to stab this motherfucker.
There's some pretty serious context.
It was every other word. Jimmy Havoc did it. Selena did it. They were yelling it in the ring at some point. I think they were yelling motherfucker to each other during the Joseph Samael and Heel the LA Park match. They couldn't stop cursing
that
at each other.
That wasn't a match.
And on top of that, Samael pushes What's-Her-Face down and LA Park just waits like 20 minutes before he comes in to help out. Come on, dude. I could have drove a truck through how many holes there were in that story. It was terrible. You're going to put your hands on a woman. There's got to be immediate retaliation. L.A. Park should have been out there immediately, and they should have stomped Contra down. They should have just had a face-off and went away with it. Not send the kid to the hospital. I did like Mance Warner's interview from the hospital, by the way. And Jimmy Havoc winning that triangle match thing, fine, whatever. The thumbtack spot where he sat down was good, but when he ran off the ropes and he was supposed to fall face-first in the chair, there was some good stuff in that match. I'll give it credit. But overall,
My God, they drove this match, this whole show off a cliff. It was rough, dude. Yeah, it was rough. And I don't want it to be rough because I like MLW.
I think it's, look, I put it out on Twitter today. I understand why they are working with Crash to get more exposure. But, man, these last 2 weeks, it's been, the shows are rough to watch.
And they bring in Savio Vega, and he gets, like, no reaction. It's like, really?
I feel like none of these guys get a fucking, like, the fucking triple, the six-man tag match was like.
Well, Mexico's weird. You might be doing a show while, like, everyone's like, that's Spain, never mind, damn.
Oh, and can I go back?
I was going to say yes. Yeah.
Comments, that guy, like, he's making the dumbest comments. He's like, those thumbtacks, those aren't the ones you get in grammar school. Those are the really long ones. When you were in grammar school, did you ever have thumbtacks? Seriously.
Yes, to push your little pictures up on the
board? No, those are push pins. Thumbtacks.
No. We called them thumbtacks.
Well, then you went to an awful school.
Well, yeah, he's a product of West Orange, New Jersey.
W.O., baby.
Either thumbtacks or actually the thumb tag. Remember the thumb tag? It was like putty?
Yeah, sticky stuff. Ticky-tack. Whatever they called it. The green shit.
We called them thumbtacks.
It would put oil stains on your papers when you got them back.
Okay, but the answer is no. They didn't let me use thumbtacks. Look.
It was terrible. Dude, the commentary was just so bad.
It was not a good showing.
And he's like, you know, there's police out here to make sure things are okay in Tijuana.
Policia.
Whatever. It's fucking dumb. It was so dumb. It was so dumb. And I'm saying this because I care. I like MLW. I just didn't care for this. And Cort Bauer,
I don't think you do.
Cort Bauer had no faith. There was a minute and a half contra promo. For what?
What about the Pillman promo?
That was another thing. Oh, man. I have no idea even what he said. It was just, and then commentator du jour was going, that's no way to treat a lady. Would have been nice if I knew how he even fucking treated her, if I could be able to chime in with my two cents, but I'm sure he didn't treat her as badly as fucknuts McGee over here with his fucking awful commentary. I give this an F-. It was bad. There was too much bad to outweigh the good. Rough.
So would you rather watch this now, the last 2 weeks, or would you rather watch Monday Night Raw?
Well, I didn't watch Raw this week. I decided, no, I'm not going to do it this week. I was on Matt's bandwagon. So if anything happened on Raw, Kevin, it's all on you tonight.
No, I'm not saying whether, but if this is that bad, you continue to put yourself, is it because it's only an hour?
I was into it. And well, I was
or is it the product not been as bad as long as...
That I was exactly going to rewind it to that. Yes, it's been 2 weeks that it's been bad.
So you're still committed to MLW?
Yeah, yeah. I think the pay-per-view's shaping up quite nicely. I think they've got some
pay-per-view's looking great.
Super Fight looks awesome.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Thatcher's taking on Big
Lawler.
Ears. And,
Lawler.
Yeah, Lawler. That's
Can't
it.
Wait
Big
for that.
Ears, all right.
That might be, I might be looking to... forward to that match more than like
I'm
any
not
match
looking
in a
forward
long time.
To the title match with LA Park
except
I don't know
for Braun
what...
Strowman Tyson Fury that I might have that one beat.
Oh, you're talking about
Crown Jewel. I might be looking forward to Braun Strowman Tyson Fury more. I might be.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't believe you can't take that as sarcasm.
Oh no, I can't.
You did. Wow.
You know why? Because I'm in a funk right now.
Kind of funk.
A bad funk.
Terry Funk.
No, an uptown funk.
What's your funk about?
About MLW, I need Kevin to give me a shining light here and enlighten me as to what happened on Raw. No? Nothing?
A shining light?
I know that Hawkins and Ryder lost again.
But Liz, they cut a promo. They got a promo and a match.
They had a promo. What was longer, the match or the promo?
That's a good question. The match was actually
lick,
pretty
lick,
competitive.
Lick my balls! Yeah! Say that all the time.
Really? Really? You've been quiet for 2 minutes to cue up fucking Rick Sanchez saying lick, lick, lick my balls.
All right, Kevin, take us through Monday Night Raw. Did you watch SmackDown too? Friday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw.
Ooh, before we get into this,
ooh!
We didn't cover, because after last week, after we did the show, Eric Bischoff got fired.
Well, I mean,
we didn't even talk about that.
Look, you want Kevin to do stuff? You want to talk about Eric Bischoff?
I'm all over the place.
What do you want to do first? What to keep people listening? Raw or
Eric
Bischoff?
Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff.
All right.
Let's talk about Bischoff.
It's kind of shitty.
Why? That's why he was hired.
That's your hot take?
The guy picked up him and his wife and they moved to Connecticut.
He's not an idiot. He did not. He probably fucking rented something. He's not an idiot.
WWE paid for it.
This isn't his first fucking rodeo. He was the patsy the whole time.
He said that he was a little disappointed that it didn't last longer than it did. He was expecting a little longevity out of it, but otherwise...
They said on the latest 83 Weeks podcast that someone put out a meme with the 83 Weeks logo, but it said 83 days.
Yes. And like 400 people tweeted him the picture of the No Yob shirt.
Ah.
That's pretty funny.
Look, but I think... The No Yob shirt's a Pritchard vehicle.
Yeah. But, you know. So first of all, I was against it from the start. I'm still against Heyman being a part of the Raw writing team just because...
Lana?
No, his fucking... Both of these guys were in charge of companies that failed.
And...
I think you missed the point. And I think he was only brought in to be a patsy. Because, look, I don't want the WWE to fail. Ratings are going to go down. And at some point, it's all going to...
Well, Raw went up.
Yes, 3%.
And Smack went down.
Right. Which is whatever. It's expected. You're going to have this big debut on Fox, and people are going to tune in. And you know, whatever. To start at, like, whatever they start at, 3.4 million, you know it's not staying there. You know. And the minute it dipped, Vince decided, like, we're going to get rid of the TV guy, Eric Bischoff, who's a name who was probably just hired for that. Just so it would look in Fox's eyes like, wow, they're really serious. They just fired Eric Bischoff, who they just hired back. I don't think he wanted to be there.
They shit the bed when they had a week on TV and said, oh, guess what? Everything's changing next week because of our wonderful draft.
Well, if you listen to the podcast and you take what he says there seriously, he was super excited to go there.
Yeah.
He was like out of his mind, like, I'm in, I'm all in, this is 24/7, this and that. Like, I'm there. Now, what he actually did there, I have no fucking idea.
Well, he hired the guy that fell asleep.
We talked about that. I still don't know what that is.
Some guy he hired for sleeping in the office.
I don't think he could hire anybody.
I think he bought in a writer, and that guy's first day on the job, he was caught sleeping.
But he wasn't in charge of creative.
Who?
Bischoff.
He bought in a people though. He's a TV guy.
He brought in a writer.
And that guy was caught sleeping on like a
case. I've been caught sleeping once.
That is the one of the early stories from like two months ago.
Yes,
when he first got the job.
Look,
I remember when he first got the job. We were all questioning it. Like, what has Bischoff done lately that makes you? I mean, listen to his show. He's a smart guy. His ideas make sense. What he says makes sense. And I'm sure if Paul Heyman had a podcast, it'd be the same thing. A lot of what they say. Makes sense. The only thing is applying that to an actual job where it's, you know, basically 24/7. That's a different story.
Well, Vince got the boner kick. He hired Pritchard back, and of course, Pritchard is the biggest yes man for Vince anyway. So he knows how to play McMahon like a harp. You know what I'm saying? He knows what Vince wants to hear, what he doesn't want to hear, when to die on a mountain, and when to fight for something that he's got in his pocket. Eric Bischoff gets a job there. Story going around that Tony Schiavone put out. He was ready to go there. They were going to bring him in. Then things sort of got quiet, and Cody Rhodes actually put in the word to Tony Khan, and that's how he got hired for AEW. So Schiavone almost wound up over there. Well, and then Jim Ross is Jim Ross. He's all fuck all anyway. He was on fucking Fuego this week.
That was fucking amazing.
He was great. And he even said about Bischoff. He goes, did he think he was going to be there forever? Does anybody think it? You're on borrowed time when you walk through those fucking doors.
And if the report I read today was correct from Sports Illustrated, he was really... He didn't really have a job. He was just there.
He was like the overseer.
Yeah.
He was getting paid to overview things.
And was fired because of the ratings. That was it. Scapegoatsky.
There you go.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, now he gets to go back to Wyoming and do his podcast, which is awesome.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I mean, whatever. It's just, it's at the end. After, like, every one of these stories, all I could think of is, oh, it's just WWE.
Yeah, we all got way too excited. Myself, probably more than anybody. Like, I always give them the benefit of the doubt when a change happens and something like this.
Which is why the first show got a 3.4.
That show wasn't even that good.
But that's why, Kevin. You fell for it. We all fell for it.
I didn't fall for it.
Well, you don't fall for anything.
No,
you fell for the first week.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the first week? I know you didn't watch the draft.
Even hyping up how we all thought this was going to be this. Because, again, this was AEW week. This was WWE on Fox week. We all thought this is a great time for the business.
Yeah, the week really ended like shit.
We all hyped it up. Everyone did. Like, stop. Don't bitch. Don't be mad at somebody if they don't like this. Don't be mad at somebody if they don't like that. Just enjoy what you enjoy. And I feel...
And then Hell in the Cell happened.
Yikes.
And then, for the most part, I mean, people can pick apart AEW. A lot of people have. And people can pick apart WWE. I think... More deservedly so than AEW, But it's just how the mighty have fallen so quick after all the hype. And by the mighty, I don't mean like anyone in particular. Just the hype is the mighty. Like it was so everyone was on such cloud nines about everything, about NXT, about this and that. And then everyone's now just, I think it took less than 72 hours or maybe
sure,
less than
for
a week
it to plateau.
And we're all back to square one, being critics and being not enjoying everything again through no fault of our own for the product that they put out that you may not like, but from the optimism that just went like a total 180, like out of nowhere.
Well, that's wrestling fans are fickle. It's what have it's look, I watched Hell in a Cell and I haven't watched a Raw or SmackDown before then or after. And the WWE product just doesn't do it for me.
Right.
I read the results for Raw this morning just so I know what's going on. I have 3 hours to invest. I don't like the product. Do I want Eric Bischoff to be fired? Do I want the ratings to tank? No, absolutely not. But it's just not my cup of tea.
It's just funny because I guess because it's entertainment, like you and me, our football teams are absolutely terrible. Jets are terrible. Dolphins are terrible. Absolutely terrible. But I still watch every week. Is that a different sort of investment than WWE?
Yes.
Because I know WWE, I don't hate it as much as others, but I still watch every week.
Yeah, but you don't. Because when you say you watch, you're not fully invested. You might be
take me personally out of the equation. Take a sports fan who loves sports and wrestling, who will fully invest in their team every week when it's so bad.
But there's a difference if you're the Jets are shit and you're at home watching it every week versus being someplace like being
probably,
on.
The last month and a half, 2 months, I've been watching at home every week.
Okay.
And I still watch every week.
Yeah, but you also know that your Jets season is 16 weeks. That's all you're getting, you know? Raw's on every fucking week.
Well, if they're this bad, why wouldn't I tune out?
Because it's your team, and they're only on 16 weeks.
But Raw is, I guess, a good point.
Because when the Jets show a flash of brilliance like they did last week, there's hope for the future. Right? Because it's a real game. It's a real sport.
That's true.
Right?
There's real consequences, and there's real...
Fandango gets over. Vince doesn't like it. So in 3 weeks, is done and over.
Done and over.
Through no fault of Fandango's.
No. Because the man with the pen decided he didn't like it.
All right, that makes sense.
And I think that's the difference. So in football, there's an underlying story for the Jets. It's Sam Darnold. He's your quarterback of the future. Let's see how he does. He had mono for the first week. He was out for 5 weeks. The team is falling apart. Now they're slowly getting their pieces back.
They beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're slowly getting their pieces back
together. No, but I'm saying my point is they showed a flash of brilliance, right. Beat the Cowboys.
So you're invested in the future. Right? So there's hope there. But you watch Raw every week, and they advertised a six-man tag match last night. And it never happened.
Oh, was that the Street Profits?
Yeah, it never happened.
It's a main event.
How come they didn't get a partner?
Being a tag match, and Kevin Owens came out in the last, like, 2 minutes
just
of the show.
Just to fight AJ Styles.
Hit him with a stunner and cost the OC the match.
Well, whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, so Street Profits are apparently
1-0 on Raw.
That's it.
This is the first match they've wrestled. How long have they been appearing on Raw? Like 3 months?
Since like
right
after they won the NXT tag titles, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've been appearing on NXT. Oh. But that's neither here nor there. But it's their first match on Raw since being up.
Good for them.
All right, so what else happened on the old Raw-ski?
Well, I think the biggest thing to take away is like they finally put people on the draft, from the draft on. So, like, you had Humberto Gurría, Carrillo, versus...
Who is that?
That's Hector Garza's son? Nephew?
Okay.
There's, like, two of the Garzas in NXT or WWE right now. It's Humberto Carrillo and Angel Ortiz. Nope, that's the guy, that's our buddy from LAX.
I was going to say, that's kind of weird that they have
Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo.
So one of them got to keep the Garza.
They're both
name.
Related to Hector Garza.
They're not both his kids.
I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, he fought Seth Rollins in a match that came out of nowhere. You had Shelton Benjamin on Raw in a segment against Rey Mysterio. We haven't seen Shelton Benjamin in forever. Granted, it's only to get beat up by Cain Velasquez, but before Cain Velasquez shows up, it's a pretty good...
Wait, Cain beat up Shelton Benjamin?
Because Shelton Benjamin went to college with Brock Lesnar. And Shelton Benjamin kept, like, bullied Rey Mysterio, saying, is that all it takes to get a championship match? I just got to bully Rey Mysterio around, and then I'll get a championship match. So he's saying, like...
All right, I'll give him credit.
The promo was great.
That's a great story, a little notch right there.
But then Cain Velasquez comes out and starts throwing Shane McMahon punches.
Yeah, I read that.
And it's fucking awful. But you saw Shelton Benjamin, you saw Humberto Carrillo, you saw Hawkins and Ryder, you saw...
You just listed off four people I couldn't give more about.
That's my point, is what was different about Raw, whether it was great or not. Like, everyone, we kept saying, throw squash matches back up.
How you didn't mention that Drew McIntyre returned.
I was getting there. That was the one
I feel
part,
like that would be the headliner.
Yeah, but that was also corresponding with the beginning of the Jets game, where the Jets weren't blown out yet. So I didn't watch all of that.
Was it the first minute of the first
quarter?
It was
the first match. It opened up with Ric Flair coming out, styling and whatever he's doing now, because it's not profiling. He's styling and galley lagging.
Oh, my God. Sidebar about Ric Flair. I was watching a video where they were showing 2K20. That's the new one that just came out. And they had the story mode with Charlotte and Natty from NXT. Do you remember this match? Where Sleepy Face and Melted Candle were in the corners. Charlotte gave Natty a move, and they showed Flair celebrating. It looked like a fucking Oompa Loompa. It was so bad graphics looking. It was so terrible.
Yeah, fix WWE 2K20 has been trending all day today.
I feel like that's got to be a troll move that's just picking up. There's no way the game could be that bad.
No, they said changed the control structure, and they said it's gotten really bad.
Because it's fucking bad. Like,
the whole series
is
terrible. Yeah. The whole series sucks. Well, in order to block a move, you have to hit Y as soon as the little thing comes up. Otherwise, fuck that. You're getting hit with a move 20 times in a row, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's bad.
It's been terrible. I don't know how they still sell this product. I really don't.
Because people fucking eat this shit up, man.
You know why I bought 2K14?
Why?
It was one reason why.
5 years ago?
Because Bruno was in it. That's why. You're I wanted a video hump. Game with Bruno Sammartino. That's the only reason I bought it.
So that's the last one you bought?
Well, I got 2K16 for free because it was on the Xbox Gold. I didn't pay for it.
But you haven't played, so you don't really know what this to compare this to.
No, it's the same game engine. Like, it's not.
It's just a different control scheme as well.
Once they got away from THQ, I think all the wrestling games are dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, Yuke's? What is this?
I think
it is Yuke's.
Two Yuke's?
It's hot
they
garbage.
If they would have fucking just took back the Aki engine, they could have had amazing games.
Two
Yuke's.
Ah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had a 2K since Xbox 360, so.
Even the music on the fucking Nintendo 64 was awesome. Well,
I'm sure the music's better.
Well, it's the actual music now.
No.
It's not?
Right. What?
It's not like, it's got to be like the real music.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
But that music, nothing is better than that music. Dick, diggity, dick, dick, diggity, doll.
Socko. It's cooking.
Who gives a shit about Monday Night Raw? Drew McIntyre came back. He's in the fucking...
he's cooking.
He's in the Crown Jewel, right? He's on somebody's squad.
Ric Flair squad.
Oh, are we talking Crown Jewel?
No, we're talking shitty Monday Night Raw.
All right, give us more shit, Kev. Any women's matches?
No, we're a year removed from the Evolution, and this Monday Night Raw didn't have one women's match on it.
Yeah, there wasn't a women's match on it.
Thank Jesus.
That's funny.
Women's Evolution, baby.
There you go.
Tag matches. Obviously, they could mention.
There was. Can we please elaborate on this Rusev Lana Bobby Lashley thing?
I turned that off.
Oh, this is like fucking Vince Russo booking here.
I turned that off,
bro.
They did a King's Court with Rusev.
So Jerry Lawler, the man who is notoriously known for his insatiability with the young ladies, is going to give Rusev marital advice. Is this what I'm hearing?
I don't know if he really gave marital advice. He just
was he teaching him how to cuck?
From what I read, it sounds stupid. And then like Lana and Lashley were at a restaurant, and then Rusev was like, oh, "I'm gonna go there and squish you." And then the manager was like trying to get them to leave, and he said the dinner was on the house. He just wanted them out because there was gonna be trouble. This is a running theme throughout the show, apparently, right? Andrade beat Sin Cara.
That was fun. That was a good match. Okay, that's another person that just came back out of nowhere. Sin Cara.
Okay. Great.
So it seemed like a running theme of trying to reintroduce people and get beat.
Well, they fucking robbed Raw of everything that was fucking important and, you know, stuck it on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's right. The fucking Street Profits and Gallows and Anderson were in the main event.
Yep.
Yeah. I do like them apples.
Yep.
All right, so Raw didn't sound like it was anything to write home about.
There was no Firefly Funhouse because Flunzo went over to SmackDown.
Yeah, but it's coming back on Friday.
Can't wait. That's.
Isn't it all burnt to a crisp?
He apparently rebuilt it
in a day and a half.
Oh, great. Like fucking Roddy Piper with the flower shirt.
Yo, this literally just really sunk in right now.
Maybe he knows we got a lot of guys in the union.
Yowie wowie, I need some sheetrock.
Maybe he called up Big Show and Mick Foley and Test and Ken Shamrock.
Maybe.
Well,
fuck. Well, I mean, he couldn't really call up.
Friday Night SmackDown.
Wow.
Correct. Ding!
I didn't watch this either. This is the first time I've looked at the results. Roman Reigns beat Shinsuke by DQ. Any comments, thoughts, concerns?
Collarbone lost. Did we watch? The big dog? No.
Well, I'm sure Sami Zayn had something to do with it. Let's see. Yep, but Daniel Bryan made the save.
Oh, no, so. I did not watch. I had McDonald's promotion ceremony. So
all right.
I did not watch.
McDonald's?
Yeah, when he said that at first, I was like, wow, Kevin's at McDonald's getting promotions out to people?
Big Rich.
Shorty, Shorty Gable will now be referred to as Shorty G.
Shorty G. All right, Matt. Matt?
Yep. What do you got?
I'm done.
Cool.
No, I'm done. Corporate Kevin has left the building.
Uh-oh, Corporate Kevin's out.
Wait.
I can't. Shorty G may throw me over the edge. Unless they come back with something brilliant.
I mean, they've changed his name once a week. Maybe that's his new gimmick.
Do we need Yakety Sax to go over SmackDown?
No, I don't think so.
Shorty G.
Remember
when it was like, remember when the kid was like the kamikaze kid, the cannonball kid, the kid, and then the 1, 2, 3
kid. It's all about the kid.
Yeah, when he was just a job guy and they weren't really pushing him. Gesundheit.
I just pushed that. Kevin snuck out.
Heavy Machinery down. And the New Day beat The Revival, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
Oh, great.
Fucking
Tag Team Bonanzas.
Friday nights on Fox.
Is this in preparation for next week's Battle of the Tag Team Supremacy Tournament?
Oh, good call. Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. There was a Miz TV.
So next week it's going to be 8-on-8 on Raw.
Maybe. There was a Miz TV with Bayley and her new haircut and her terrible makeup. I saw that. They made her look mad old.
Can I have an aside right now?
Oh, please.
I'm really getting into Bayley. I like the heel persona.
Oh, okay.
She's starting to turn on me.
All right.
So the other shoe has dropped?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's still floating.
There was a six-pack challenge.
No way. Was the Bulldog there with his jeans?
He was not, but Nikki Cross beat Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and Carmella to earn a SmackDown Women's title shot.
Oh, God. Yay!
Braun Strowman beat Drew Gulak.
Oh! That makes me sick to my stomach.
Wait, what?
Braun Strowman defeated Drew Gulak.
Did Drew Gulak do like an open challenge?
He introduced himself to Strowman. He tried to walk him through a PowerPoint presentation, and then Strowman just destroyed him. And then in your main event, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan beat Shinsuke Nakamura and King Corbin. Roman Reigns was announced as the new team captain for Team Hogan at the Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Goodness
because
gravy.
The whole big interview they had with Seth Rollins setting up that he was the captain and he was a Hulkamaniac and yada, yada, yada. Ah, fuck it. We'll just stick the bigger, greasier-haired version of fucking Seth Rollins in the match. Big dog.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Ain't it right, brother? How's the thermos, dude? Nice and thick? You got anything on that boy Lashley? Dude? Tag team back again, brother. Lana, what you gonna do when both holes are destroyed on you? What you gonna do? Give me a little Real American. I'm on a roll now. Let me tell you something, Lana. When the mega powers of the big man Bobby Lashley and the big thermos on the Hulkamaniac come powering through, and the Hulksters and the Lashalaniacs are all staring in, you gotta wonder, is this what God intended for your holes to do?
Forget it, I'm done. Oh, forget it. Of course, there's an ad.
All little right. little DP, brother.
A boo. Can we talk? Can we do that? DP Hulk Hogan? Is that a recurring character?
It can be. Did
like,
you, Kevin?
Wait, they do it like the handshake where they're both like easing him in. And when they connect, the power lies in there, brother.
Oh, we have a new 24/7 champion.
Got
about
right.
that.
Who?
One of the Bollywood guys.
Who gives a shit?
Gear Shira or Sunil or Gear Shing Singh, whatever. They're not real Americans, they're real Indians.
Who fucking cares? Honestly, who gives a shit?
Well, you know something, dude. We conquered Russia in the 80s, brother. And now with the big man got my back, we're going to conquer the Russian ladies too, dude. When the panties come down, the secret weapon is revealed. And with the Louisiana Black Snake and the big thermos, brother, I've got one question to ask you. Lana, what you going to do when the shit comes tumbling out of you? What you going to do?
Well, back to you, Kevin. I don't know what else to say.
Bobby Lashley, Hulk Hogan, I got to tell you, the main event is coming this Saturday. Saudi Arabia, don't you dare miss it.
$9.95 on the Spice Channel.
Black's got their hands all over that one.
Wait, what?
Blacked.
Oh.
You had to think about that? You've never seen Blacked videos?
No.
It's like a company, like Bang Brothers. And
yeah, what do they do?
It's...
I mean, I've heard of Bang Brothers, obviously.
Bang Brothers has been around a long time.
Bang
I don't
Brothers.
Fucking know.
There's Brazzers. Brazzers is a big one.
Yeah, they're the king of the castle.
Pretty much.
Are they the king?
Oh, boo.
Are they the king? Kevin, did you watch NXT as well?
Last week?
Yep. There's a lot. You got to remember a lot of shit now, my friend.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. That was Pete Dunne and...
Punishment Martinez, Damian Priest.
Yeah, he beat him.
He did.
How do you feel about that?
Terrible.
On paper, I did not like the idea of it, but once I saw it, I was okay with it. He looks nothing like the Punishment Martinez from Ring of Honor.
Well, it's not. It's Damian Priest.
Right, but he looks much better.
Okay.
I don't know, man. It wasn't really anything to write home about.
Nope.
Tommaso Ciampa came back, which is great. It's great to see him back in the ring and to have him come back.
He worked the Garza kid.
Yeah.
We were talking about
he worked Angel Garza.
Angel Garza.
And that was cool. He had like a weird like confrontation with Adam Cole, right?
Baby.
Keith Lee and Donovan Dominic Dijavakovic. They like, had like half a match. And
now they're taking on Roderick Strong tomorrow for the triple threat.
Can't wait. Tegan Knox was back.
Who? Which is actually kind of a big deal, I think.
Is that a woman?
Yeah.
She got hurt in the last Mae Young Classic and hadn't been back in a while.
So
since she may have had a stopover at NXT UK.
Is she challenging Gummy for the title?
I don't know what she's doing. Imperium beat Danny Burch and Only Lorcan, which was a really good match.
Who? Imperium?
Imperium.
Yeah, Eichner and Samuel Garzel.
Marcel Barthel. Yes.
Alrighty.
That was actually a really good tag match, so I'll give him that. Great. Io Shirai beat Caden Carter.
Yay, Io. Whoa. Oh, wait, that's a different girl.
The no contest we talked about. Boa guy.
Oh, who got signed? William Regal signed somebody at the Evolve show this week. Shotsky?
Yeah, Shotsky.
Blackheart?
Yeah.
Where's she from? What do we know about her?
She was an Impact.
Okay, but she was Shotsky's?
She did that Impact thing Saturday night.
Okay, cool.
Matt Riddle beat fucking Bronson Reed.
Who?
Bronson Reed?
Who's that?
Exactly.
Kevin, what's a Bronson Reed?
Tegan Knox beat Taryn Conti.
Conti?
What? Killian Dane.
She's like the hot Brazilian jiu-jitsu chick.
Killian Dane defeated Boa. Like, I don't know.
This was all in 2 hours?
This just feels like so much.
Wait,
but we're not
Boa?
Trying to compete with AEW. Killian Dane. No.
They did a lot of hype for Boa. He's one of the Chinese standouts.
He lost to Killian Dane.
Killian Dane.
It's It's actually be a lot tougher now because you got to like, you got to remember like the day after we do like a podcast, there's like a, there's a whole night of big time wrestling. And then you got to wait another 7 days to fucking
talk about
to
it.
talk about
wrestling.
Yeah,
wrestling talk.
But I'll talk about AEW, baby.
It's the same thing though. It was on last
yeah, but
week.
I'll watch more of AEW than NXT.
I know you will because AEW is a more superior brand.
You know what really sucks?
What's that? MLW.
Well, aside from that, the fact that we have to like wind up like trying to squeeze in Power before we do the show each week because Power's on at 6:05.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen though.
If I have a few minutes, I'd like to check it out. I didn't get a
I didn't see
to
any of
Power
today yet.
Today, I know. Last week's I watched.
Last week's was great.
Yeah,
loved it.
But I watched last week's today because that's an easier watch to do like a day of a podcast.
I like how Mr. Anderson and Colt Cabana were kind of messing with each other before their match.
That's a funny tag team, man.
And did you see that they actually got to wrestle Marty Schatz, whatever his name is? His buddy?
Why can you not remember Sal Renaro?
Sal Renaro, there you go. He looks like Jerry Lynn in his Rockers outfit in like the early 80s. And he's got the haircut of like a 50-year-old man. It's hilarious. I like that guy. Who else was on the show, by the way?
The Wild Cards took on Kingston and Homicide.
Kingston and Homicide is the only thing that really doesn't fit into me.
Oh, it fits in perfectly to me.
No, it really doesn't.
Not because you got to have some sort of outlier. Like, you got to have some team that does not belong. Like, with the studio, like, good old boys type thing.
I guess. They haven't really turned on me yet, though, so I'm going to wait and see. But
Aaron Stevens opened the show?
Yes. That was a cool segment.
My favorite part was the back and forth between Eli Drake and James Storm.
Yeah, where Eli actually came out and he was telling him, like, hey, respect what you have and all this nonsense. Yeah. That was good
stuff.
That
was actually my favorite part of the whole show.
The other weird shit was Nick Aldis with
Camille?
Tiffany or whatever. Yeah, Camille.
That's
Camille.
Like a weird, yeah, that's like their weird like storyline thing where he's going after like the announcer for asking like weird questions.
Do you think they're trying to do like a Tully Blanchard baby doll kind of thing where like he doesn't really, like, he has her there, but just keep your mouth shut?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she had the opportunity to speak and she didn't.
Crowbars and waffles. What was that thing?
Oh, fucking the commercial.
Yes. When you were saying crowbars and waffles to me,
oh,
I was like,
what the fuck?
It's
got to be here in this.
I was like, what are you talking about?
That was the commercial before the Austin Idol. Not the Austin Idol
not
one.
The Austin Idol one.
Yeah, Tony Fox waffles and tire irons.
That was it.
All right. This is going to be the dumbest question that I've ever asked.
Is it real?
Are these commercials?
Austin Idol School really exists. That's a real commercial. This one.
I'm Tony Falk from Paducah, Kentucky. I've been in the wrestling business for over 40 years. You may know me. I'm the one that taught Shawn Michaels how to speak Kizarni. So back in the day when I used to travel down the road in my old Delta 88 Oldsmobile, I became fond of two things, waffles and tire irons. So that's why I decided to open my own store. Tony Fox, waffles, and tire irons. We paint all of our tire irons solid gold. And our waffles offer only the best of organic and gluten-free ingredients. So when you're in Paducah, stop by, tell Uncle Tony sent you.
There you go.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. It's got like the laser effects. It's got like, it looks like the old digital clock, like numbers, but it's like all the text and everything. Oh, it's so awesome.
It's a fun show, man.
It really is. It really, and they put so much into it. Like, it's a studio show, but with the editing and the promotions and the packages and everything, it's just so well done. Uh-oh.
And a part of it that kind of like,
sorry.
The surprise value's still there because there's no music. So when everyone was wondering who, like, Colt Cabana's partner was or who was going to come, you never know when someone's going to come out. And then, like, all of a sudden, obviously, Anderson did his gimmick, so you knew it was that. But, like, who's going to challenge so-and-so? All of a sudden, you see someone walk out, and the crowd reacts before the music hits. So, like, once the music hits, obviously, you know who it is. But just the crowd reaction, you're like, all right, wait till they pan to him.
And the crowd is so good. They genuinely want to be there, and they're genuinely entertained by everything that's happening. It's such a good show.
It really is. Ricky Starks beat Trevor Murdoch.
Yep.
That was cool, too, with the
awesome
sign of respect at the end.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And Starks cut a good little promo, too, at the end there.
Yeah, he was part of the 70th anniversary show. He was in the tournament for the North American title.
Oh, okay. Right?
Did he wrestle Guevara? Because Sammy Guevara was in that tournament.
I think he did.
That was the first time I ever saw him.
Allison Kay beat Ashley Vox.
Ashley Vox, she looked like she was 4-0, but she got a lot from Allison. And she looked good.
Kay is Sienna from TNA.
Yep. We talked about James Storm and Eli Drake.
She's pretty thick, that Allison Kay.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
I'm digging her.
She's awesome.
Wild cards.
Before you say I go fat shaming the big girls.
Ooh. Wild cards and the Outlaw Inc. went to a no contest.
Oh, because the Baldies
the Dudley
showed
boys,
up.
The Dawsons. Came in. Oh, the Dawsons. I thought it was the Dudleys.
I thought it was the Baldies.
They're the Dawsons.
I thought it was the Beer City Bruisers. Or the what are they called?
The
Beer City Bruisers.
The Bouncers.
The Bouncers.
The Bouncers.
There you go. It was awesome. It was an awesome
Andy
show.
Andy Milonakis and the Bruiser.
I fucking love it. I sat down. It was weird not having a show last Tuesday, so I watched a lot of wrestling last week. It was fun.
Wasn't it nice? You get to catch up a little bit?
It's a fun fucking show, man. Right from go with the fucking docking into the fire, it just kind of pumped me up. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
It pumped me up.
And before we started, I saw Twitter was going, you know, they had over 100,000 views on Facebook. And, you know, a lot of people are watching this NWA Power. It's great.
Power.
And it's again, it's just simple. You don't need this crazy fucking swerve-filled story. It's just good guy, bad guy, wrestle. You know, it seems like it's such a foreign concept.
So no meh NWA?
No.
No meh NWA?
How dare you, meh
NWA? No, it's more like NWA.
Hey,
Well, it's pouring rain outside, but it's nice and toasty in studio. We've got more picks to cover when we get back. But, Kevin, what do we always like to say when it's about that time?
Hey, back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. The more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcast.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Journey.
When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Markin' Out.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon.
And Dave.
From Markin' Out. We do a weekly pro wrestling podcast,
which you can check out on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and markinout.com.
So check it out. Listen to us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
As always.
Do you want to listen to a podcast that is absolutely phenomenal? Well, I got the podcast for you. It is the Ringside Rant. Each and every Tuesday, I bring to you the best guests with the best conversations and simply the best interviews across all of wrestling podcasting and beyond. Go over and subscribe, rate, and review on all your major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Give us a 5-star review. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at @_ringsiderant, as well as at KrasinskiRJ. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.
What's up? This is the phenomenal one, AJ, from the Backseat Bookers, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Congratulations on 8 years, boys. Keep up the great work.
What?
One day we're going to...
Me?
The last week. The last week we have to do that.
The last week we ever do the show?
No, we're going to hot mic those commercials.
I could get out the little walkie thingy talkie thing, and we could do that. That would be fun.
We're going to take a minute to thank those that support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You're going to head over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast for as little as $1 a month.
How much?
$1.
$1?
You can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast for as little as $3 a month. You get a name drop, and you get access to all of the watch-along episodes that we've done. Kevin's done a solo one. Me and Tony have done one. Tony's done a couple with his kid. Tony's done a couple by himself.
As the tiers
go up, you get more and more perks. I've just procured a gaggle.
Ooh. Gaggle
of Ooh. Wrestling swag.
Ooh.
So if you are in that tier, the higher tiers, every 3 months you will get a box of wizardry full of a random wrestling stuff.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh. But now we're going to take this time to thank those that support the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast, AOP, Anthony, and Danny Rusinello.
Oh,
great promo on Raw.
Yeah.
Cindy Ardone, the smoke show of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Mr. Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur, who is so gracious to host us at the Elementary Brewing Company November 21st for our 8-year anniversary show. Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Manny Crotsville. Mike Martinello. The Sean Calejo, and Sean Toe.
Or Martinelli.
Kate the Great.
Oh, my.
Matt Garifo, no relation to the KJG.
Know it.
Brett Simonello.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Alex Vasquez.
My pal.
Matt Mellinger.
Mellinger.
Scotch drinks more.
You should drink less, bro. We're worried about you.
And William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be. And William Mercier's hands, you know what I mean?
These nuts.
That's right. That's right. Nailed it.
Hell yeah!
Perfect.
I kind of like this one.
I love the big package.
What, are you watching the World Series now?
Yeah, I'm going to put the fucking World Series on.
Is it even on tonight? I think
it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
808.
808.
808. Got that. Was that an Outkast song?
No, it's fucking Gloria Estefan.
No.
The rhythm is going to get you.
Everyone pumping at 808. Outkast.
No.
It's Outkast.
Nope.
All right, right.
Nope.
So you heard us mention at the beginning of the show, the Elementary Brewing Company, November 21st, 58 Voorhees Lane, Hackensack, New Jersey, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, 8-year celebration. Dave LaGreca from Busted Open, Falabah from Impact Wrestling, Shining Wizards Kevin, Shining Wizards Tony,
that's right.
Shining Wizards Matt. Tony, I give you the floor as you have two special
annulments. Wow.
You have two marriages you want to ruin today.
Well, our first guest is a current Ring of Honor superstar. He's part of the, what is the team name?
Oh, my God.
Come on, bro.
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast with Shaheem Ali, the one and only LSG, will be joining us as
live.
A very special guest live.
At the Elementary.
There you go. 58 Voorhees Lane.
Yep.
In Hackensack. And yes, Snowy, Hackensack is a real place. It's not a fake city that they made up for Brewster's Millions. It actually does exist, and we will be there on November 21st. Canada, they don't know too much up there.
Doesn't surprise me.
And the biggest get of them all.
Oh!
A dear friend of mine.
Really? You love sliding all the other guests.
You can't play favorites, bro.
I can play favorites because I trained with this gentleman.
Fala was here taking pictures with your kid.
I trained with this gentleman back in, as they say, the day. This man is WCW, ECW, WWE, Ring of Honor, Combat Zone.
Impact.
He's been to Impact. He's been to Australia. He was part of WWA.
Hello.
Remember WWA? He was part of it. Former hardcore champion. The one and only Crowbar will be there.
Nice.
That's a big get.
They're all big gets, man.
It's a huge lineup.
I'm excited.
And you never know, man.
That's true. You never know who else might show up. Just because they're not going to sit on stage with us doesn't mean they won't be there to celebrate with us.
That's right.
So make sure you clear your calendars.
Yeah,
November 21st. Shut the fuck up.
Bluck.
The 8-year anniversary show. This year, we do need to make... I went back and listened to the 5-year anniversary show.
Oh, it's going to be a billion times better than that.
Yeah.
Throw that one out the window.
I mean, it kind of has to be.
As a matter of fact, don't go back more than 2 years in the archive if you want the good stuff. Stay recent.
Just got to make sure Kevin doesn't get drunk and say hello to every single person that walks into the bar.
Kev, you gonna write a couple jokes for the show?
Nope.
Wow.
Just don't say hello to everybody that walks into the bar.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Hey, how are you?
Because that was exactly what happened at the 5-year anniversary show.
Hey,
middle of the sentence. Hey, Dipsy. Hey, Hush is here. Hey,
man, pots and pans. Everybody's got pots and pans.
It's a who's who. It's a red carpet.
Time to cook. Pots and pans. Let's get them.
But when it interrupts the flow of the show, it really fucks everything up.
Well, this is what I'm telling you.
What did I know?
This is what I'm telling you. He's going to be the fucking mayor of West Orange.
I mean...
He's got to do it, man.
Someone's
got to
do it, right?
I get it.
Actually, I had a very good conversation with the mayor of West Orange on Friday, so...
Yeah, that show was probably...
Oh, so this is what you mean by fucking up the flow of the show. I get it.
Oh, no, you're good. You got it.
Let's move on.
You got it. Kevin busted out his 2000 almanac.
PWI.
PWI almanac.
Almanac, baby.
So,
Who? All right, Matt.
Yes.
Matt.
Who was number one? In 1996.
Number one. Ooh. Means they had a strong 95. Was it the Hitman?
Shawn Michaels.
It was not Shawn Michaels.
I
don't want to make this a thing because you got other stuff to do, but let's do a couple more.
Let's do a couple more. I like this.
All right.
It's fun. It's funsky. Right.
We already did 99 off the air.
99.
We already did 97 off the air. So let's go. See, they're all pretty. All right, let's go 1992. All right. I'll give you... All right.
1992, so that would have been 91. Ric Flair.
No.
Hulk Hogan.
No.
Wow. Who else was... Sid?
No.
No.
Ooh. 91?
Sting?
Yeah!
Whoa, good call,
I thought
sir.
That would take a few more guesses. Not going to lie to you.
Good call.
That's wild. Yeah, I mean, those are pretty much all the hard ones. Because, I mean, the other ones are pretty obvious. 98.
That's got to be Austin.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. 97 we did. 96 we did. 95. Ooh, 95 could be tough.
95. Who had a good 94? Yep, Brett. Yokozuna was never number one.
Gotta remember, it's like September to June. It's not like a...
So if you have a great July and August, you're fucked.
Like, it's weird. It's either June to something or like June to January. Or
so
January.
It's not Brett.
It's not Brett.
Is it Diesel?
It is Diesel.
Wow. Good call.
I know it's all... I know...
It's not a Okada real year.
Okada was the first Japanese guy.
What year was that?
That was like 2018? Okay. 17? He was the first. So it's all like a lot of WWF, WCW guys.
All right, let's do them all while we just have them. Take 2 seconds. All right. 1993.
Brett.
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 Was Brett.
94.
Didn't we just do that?
No, 95 was Diesel. 94.
Hogan?
No.
It was, really? Wasn't that WCW year as well? Oh, no, 94 was when he lost.
This is the last one.
Flair?
No.
That wasn't Sting again, was it?
Nope.
Was it an oddball?
It was not an oddball.
Huh. Flair?
No.
Are we close?
Very, very close. Like...
We said not, Hogan, right?
Yeah, you said Hogan.
It's not Hogan. It's not Flair. It's not Sting.
No.
It wouldn't have been Yoko.
Nope. It's not Savage because he wasn't even wrestling much then.
Razor Ramon was never number one.
It's not Diesel again. HBK, no. Luger?
Oh, my God.
Vader?
No. What year was this again?
94.
What company?
94.
I'm
not giving you that.
Oh. It wasn't Ron Simmons.
No.
Shit. Wasn't 94 the year he won?
It's not Yoko? It wasn't Yoko. It's not Brett. Who the fuck
Brett.
Is... Oh.
I thought you said Brett.
You said Brett for 93.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. That's
cool.
91 to 99. PWI number one. And it's like a little bit... It's way before my time or like I knew... I'm trying to like go through like 99 to see if I know anybody on the list. I think like the only person that comes close is like a...
In 99?
I was a senior in high school. No, 99. No, not even close.
No.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know anybody personally.
As peaceful as Kamala's singing is...
All right.
I got a little music of my own to play.
Oh, boy.
A little bit of my own to play.
All right.
It's time for the Shining Wizard pay-per-view pick extravaganza. Impact Wrestling's glory, some shit or other. Results, and Tony doesn't care because apparently he took a big shit this week.
No.
TN Impact.
I thought you said I took a shit this week.
No one took a shit.
Okay. Well, no one took a shit. Tumble out anyway.
So Bound for Glory was Sunday night. I had a little...
You find it weird that Glory by Honor and Bound for Glory were in the same stretch of time?
Oh,
no.
Also say this. WWE also dropped the words, like, Impact a lot on Raw and also
they
dropped...
They bought Impact.
No, but they, like, just... They use it. And if I'm not mistaken, they also may have used the word Dynamite.
Randy Orton sent out a tweet with a picture of him in front of a sign that said...
If it wasn't Dynamite, it was something else. But they definitely said Impact, like, twice in a row. And they definitely... pretty sure.
Oh, I know what they did. No Way Jose came out and they said NWA Jose.
Oh, boy. Boo.
Fucking A.
Oh, boo.
I mean, no WA Jose.
I see a lot of red on that screen. Is that a good thing?
Red means you won.
Yay, I'm a winner.
So, Bound for Glory was Sunday night. I had a bunch of people over, ordered it on the Fight TV app.
Fight.
Popped up. They opened with the Gauntlet Rumble and then it buffered for about 3 minutes.
Michael Buffer.
I heard that was an overall problem. Like a lot of people got
a lot of people, I think, got that at the beginning where it was just buffering. By the time it came back on, Eddie Edwards and Reno Scum were in the ring. So the Gauntlet Rumble was essentially a Royal Rumble with like 20 people, maybe. I kept saying, how many people are in this fucking thing? It was also intergender, with the winner of it being getting the opportunity to challenge for any title they want.
There you go.
Now, we did not pick this.
No, because we didn't know
no
who was in it.
We had no fucking idea who was in it.
Eddie Edwards won.
Yeah.
He won. Joey Ryan was in it. He is now signed to Impact.
Yeah. That's cool.
Swagga was in it.
Is he signed to Impact?
No. Tommy Dreamer was in it.
Nice.
Sabu was in it.
Well, did he stick anybody with a shit needle?
Oh, boy. He looks fucking awful.
Of course he does. He beat the shit.
Fala was in it. He was in the final four.
Bah!
It was Fala, one of the Reno Scum, Eddie Edwards, and some big Indian dude.
Yeah. Roji Singh.
So they got rid of Fala, and then Eddie eliminated the other two guys to win. It was very anticlimactic.
Boo.
Overall, I was disappointed with the pay-per-view.
Wow, you're one of the few from what I've seen across the old social media.
I don't know if it's because I had everybody over. The women's match was... Oh, man. Oh, mama, it was bad. I thought it was terrible.
Really?
Moose Ken Shamrock? Holy shit.
What?
Dude, so fucking bad.
I heard that people said they were pretty impressed with Ken Shamrock, that he was still holding his own.
Look, Ken Shamrock looks like $1 million, but the match itself was awful.
Yikes.
And then the rest of the card was good. The tag match was good. The North retained over Rich Swann and Willie Mack and RVD and Rhino. RVD turned on Rhino. kicked him in the face. And then he delivered super kicks to Willie Mack and Rich Swann, and he left. He took his hair out of his ponytail.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Yeah, that was the real fucking heel move. So he he did that.
Oh, I like Rob Van
Dam. Austin, Ace Austin won the ladder match.
I didn't know he was in it, but good for him.
He was in it. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, I know he was in it.
Tessa was about to
win,
grab the belt, and then Ace Austin produced his fucking magic wand, because he's like a magician.
Oh, did he take it? Never mind.
And he didn't take his dick out. Whoa. And he hit her, knocked her off the ladder.
It would have been funny if he took his dick out and knocked her off. Just
knocked
saying.
Her up.
It's not,
just
saying. It's not appropriate.
No, it's
just
not appropriate.
Saying.
And he used his stick to knock her off, and he
all
won.
All right, so the way you put it, okay. Never
so, great heel moment. Great, because the crowd was going nuts for her to win. Elgin,
I picked her to win, too.
Yeah, so did I. Whoops. Kevin didn't, though, because he had a voice. Boy Sunday. Boy Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't pick the match, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
He was picking out dogs, wasn't he?
I don't know what he was doing.
Dog show?
Mama Mia.
Michael Elgin, Marufuji was a great match. Michael Elgin won. And then Brian Cage retained over Sami Callihan.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, it was. That Brian Cage came out.
A lot of people were befuddled and dumbfounded by that call.
Well, here's what I think.
What do you think?
His title reign thus far has been marred by him being hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Now he's healthy. You're going to Axis. Why not have this fucking body guy who can work? And his entrance was, he came out like he's like the X machine or whatever the fuck he is. He had all sorts of, he had like a half an eye on.
Yeah,
he had Wolverine claws.
Yeah.
Like he was really jacked up to the gills. It looked really good. So why not have this huge muscle guy be the champion? I thought this was going to set up like Sammy wins the title, then Eddie goes after Sammy because of the bat thing. But it was just Brian Cage getting his redemption. It was a brutal match. I was happy with that. I was happy with the Elgin Marufuji, the tag match, and the ladder match. The women's match, Ken Shamrock and Moose, and... the Rumble were garbage, in my opinion. And they didn't do the six-man.
Do we pick? Oh, with the
we
Mexican
did pick
guys?
The six-man with the Rascals and stuff. That'll be on the...
oh, yeah, they bumped it to the first...
Oh, to the show tonight. That's on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, so Kevin and Tony went 3-3.
Yay!
That's 500, baby.
I went 4-2.
Boo!
That's better than 500.
That is. So now...
Oh, no.
This
He's
is where we
fucking
stand.
Fucking so happy today.
Oh, I'm very... Look.
What a fucking...
Kevin can be neglectful with his picks all he wants. Look, I'll put Colin White on my retainer if I have to.
God, you have no idea what I went through once. I didn't get out of bed on Sunday till 6 o'clock at night.
Tony wants to keep making dumb picks like Koala Face. Go for it.
Look, Ty, I thought would have been long for this world, dude. But whatever.
She continues her reign of terror. So now, as it sits, Kevin still in first place, 174-93.
Uh oh,
Tony. Still in second place, 173-94, one game back.
Yay!
Matt, who was all but considered dead.
Well, by no one, really.
I was like fucking 8 games back 3 weeks ago.
That's nothing.
He was really far back, Kevin.
I now sit at 172-95, one behind Tony, two behind Kevin.
We got a humdinger of a race going here.
We got
here.
This week off, and then next week we got 3 shows to pick.
That's like 90 picks.
It's ridiculous.
3 shows. The crown jewel.
Fucking ridiculous.
Super Fight.
That's not fair.
And New Japan Pro Wrestling's Power Struggle.
Yeah, I don't know where this New Japan show came from.
Well, I don't know where this New Japan came
from. I thought I was going to make up my ground at Crown Jewel, but now we've got 2 other shows there in the mix.
Yeah, so.
not make up my ground, but put up a lead on it.
Three fucking pay-per-views.
Yeah, big week next week in pro wrestling.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's great.
And then, you know what we do the week after that? AEW Full Gear.
Wonderful.
Motherfucker.
These nuts.
Yeah, it's a lot more shows than I thought when we agreed to do this.
Ah, the heat's on now for you two fucks, huh? Here comes Matt. Look out.
Ah.
Squash you two like bugs.
I've told you guys how much I hate Lacey Evans, right?
Yep.
Well, two things I found out about Lacey Evans. One, she had a great promo where she saw The Rock's picture. I guess it was in the hallways of the WWE headquarters. And she slapped her picture over it, and she's like, now it looks better. And like she I forget what she said, but she said some shit about
you're
the
nasty.
Rock. That was it.
Yeah, that's her thing. You bunch of nasties.
In preparation for our 8th anniversary show, as you know, I've been down here in the studio going through some of the equipment, like some of the backup stuff, because we always like to go prepared. So we make sure we have, like, you know, extra microphones, extra cables, whatnot, just in case something goes wrong. We have a backup plan, right? And I started using this as the music to check all the volumes and the levels on the board. And out of context, I'm kind of digging this song now. I was humming the goddamn thing for like 2 days straight. Not that it fits Lacey Evans, mind you, but it is pretty catchy in and of itself. And Kevin's just nodding in agreement.
Told you.
So please do not use this music if you're checking audio equipment. You will be hypnotized and mesmerized. And probably also flabbergasted.
Oh, please. All of them.
Everything.
All right.
So that was my word on that.
Great. Thanks. All right,
so what are we getting into?
That was a real fucking...
Oh, fuck you, dude. What did you bring to the show? We're getting to pick three shows next
What's
week.
What's up, Hush? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to...
Fucking, no one gives a shit that you like Lacey Evans' song. It's like, oh, and guess who else was in the Battle Royal jerk-off? Fucking Smiley Kylie, you fucking hand job.
Oh, she was there.
Oh,
right?
She was there. Because she doesn't like chicks with dicks. That's why she's not in AEW anymore.
Wow, you really think it's because of that?
100%.
And I don't disagree with her. There you go.
What's wrong with chicks with dicks?
Come on, dude. We're going to get into this again. It's a man, dude. Like this woman cyclist.
Oh,
who's,
boy.
This guy who became a woman. He's smashing and obliterating records across the cycling world. For what reason?
I wasn't talking about that. I was just talking about chicks with dicks in general.
Whatever, dude. It was a guy. It was
Look,
a chick.
Just because you've never gone to a glory hole.
Really? This is where you're going now?
What?
This is what the people want? Glory hole talk?
No, the people want us to talk about AEW Dynamite.
There we go.
Last Wednesday night.
Let's so then why are you talking about Smiley Kylie?
Because you didn't want to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling 3 weeks ago. Because you was, I have breaking news. Smiley Kylie, I did some research. Got some fake news for you. She also has a penis. You fuck. So really? I hate you and I hate Smiley Kylie. How do you like them apples?
You idiots.
And I only hate her because you wouldn't let me talk New Japan Pro Wrestling a couple weeks ago because you had to talk about Smiley Kylie.
Do you want to talk about New Japan invading the United States?
No,
now?
I want to talk about AEW Dynamite first, you fuckface.
You idiots.
Just break everything.
I will break everything.
I don't have a backup bell, by the way.
I got a backup bell.
Good. Stick it up your ass.
Why?
Because it's in your face.
In your face.
That's right.
Dummy. Yeah.
All right. That's all
right. He's fat.
So, the internet blew up on Thursday.
He's fat.
Nia Jax.
He's fat.
Nyla Rose.
He's fat.
Tamina Snuka.
He's fat.
Who else is in there? Jordan Grace.
He's fat.
Really?
That's not necessary, man.
I know.
It's very hurtful. That's very...
It's not hurtful.
To them, it might be.
To me, it is.
It's not cool.
What?
It's not cool.
It's not cool, man.
In your face.
Don't be that guy, man.
You cocksucker.
Go ahead.
Don't be that guy.
Come on, AEW. What are you talking about?
All right, so AEW last week, people were all up in arms because Marco Stunt was on the TV show.
Really? This is what you're leading with?
He had to replace the injured Luchasaurus in the tag tournament.
All right, and?
They lost.
Okay, and?
Well, you don't...
It was a great match.
Sure, but you don't want to talk about the underlying fact that people are freaking out because Marco Stunt was in a wrestling ring?
What do we call people that are freaking out about Marco Stunt being in a wrestling ring? What do we call them?
What are my choices?
Dicks, assholes, cunts, if you want to go to our UK Ooh. Listeners.
All right.
Fuck faces, pieces of shit, typical Correct. Wrestling fans.
Ding.
Fucking people who don't know how to suspend their disbelief, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Keep going. And isn't the AEW... Wait. Time out. Rewind. Let's take it back. Doesn't AEW from day one tout the fact that they're all inclusive, that they have like sensory things and safe spaces for people that go to these shows and all this other stuff, like to make sure everybody's having a great experience?
Sure.
Then why are these people who are supposedly fans of AEW shitting on Marco Stunt?
Because they're not fans. People are bitching about things just to bitch about them.
Well, no arguments here.
Why is this tiny guy getting so much offense?
Look, we shit about everything all the time. It is what it is.
It's fucking pro wrestling, though. Who gives a shit?
I shit on Nyla Rose for being a dude. Do I give a fuck that he's wrestling women? Whatever, dude. It's a story. Nyla.
It's a woman.
Just call her Nyla.
She's a woman.
It's the proper noun, Nyla. His name. Whatever.
She.
The point is, Marco Stunt was in the ring. He's talented. He looked great in that tag match, him and Jungle Jack Perry.
Yeah, oh, easy there.
Another thing, Jim Ross lost his mind, and I don't blame him. Calling him Jungle Boy Jack Perry is his attempt to put him over. Jungle Boy Jack Perry has no problem with Jim Ross calling him Jungle Boy Jack Perry. He actually thinks that it's an awesome tribute to his man, his old man who died. And not only that, but maybe he kind of wants to break away from the whole Jungle Boy thing as he gets older. So, big props to Jungle Boy for standing up for himself. And fucking bigger props. Listen to Jim Ross's fucking grilling JR from last week. It's fantastic. I'm sorry to bring that up.
No, it's great. It fits in with everything. I
haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, you got it, dude. He's motherfucked everybody. It was fantastic.
I'm still on the Bruce Pritchard Taz episode.
Oh, you got wasted.
Well, but I'm going through all of them. I went back-to-back Bischoff's. Then I went to Bruce. And then I'll go to Arn. And then I'll go to JR.
That match was fantastic, dude. They were moving around. The tag match.
When Marco filled in? First of all, bummer that fucking Luchasaurus got hurt.
Yeah.
So Jamie, our friend Jamie, came over to watch the pay-per-view. And him and his son sat down to watch AEW. And Jamie's been talking. Loves AEW. Loves Luchasaurus. Hyped it up to his kid.
And then
no Luchasaurus.
Didn't wrestle.
Jamie also told me he caught his son YouTubing Chris Jericho.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
So it's fucking, yeah. I love it. I love that Jamie watched a lot of wrestling in the 90s, the late 90s Attitude Era, and then he just went away, and now he's kind of back in, and he's just watching AEW, which is fucking awesome. And he's bringing his son into it.
It's huge.
But yes, to go back to your statement, Tony, the tag match was awesome. Marco Stunt was a fill-in, people. Fucking chill out. He's over.
He's
he
part of the
work.
Team.
Yeah.
He's one of the Luchasaurus guys, whatever
he's
they call each other.
Jurassic Express.
By the way, that opening video with the cup of water shaking and stuff.
It's awesome.
Amazing stuff. It's so good.
He is a guy that you got to use carefully, though.
Who, Marco?
Marco.
Sure.
Yeah, but in that position, he was fantastic. Yeah. And they beat the piss out of him.
Oh, my God.
And he got his offense in, too, dude.
Yeah.
They looked great. All four of those guys could go.
What do you, see the fucking stinger that Daniels got?
Was that legit?
Yeah.
That package pile driver?
Oh, yeah. He's fucked.
Really?
I didn't hear anything about that.
He's out. Indefinitely.
Kayfabe or?
No.
Really?
He's out.
I did not see that at all.
It was the attack at the beginning of the show, but that was supposed to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he was supposed to get the stinger.
So that's legit. That legitimate, because I didn't hear anything about it either.
Yeah.
I think Matt's falling for kayfabe.
No, or maybe Tony.
Dude,
maybe,
watch
Tony,
it again.
Maybe it's what your shirt says.
Fake. Oh.
No, it's not fake news.
And I'm kidding. Obviously, I don't wish that on him. I just didn't read anything about it.
Injuries are the worst. They're like a tunnel where you don't know the length. You don't know where you'll see daylight again. But I didn't come this far just to fade away, especially since I have unfinished business to attend to. Thanks for the well wishes, everyone. SCU soon. Chris Daniels.
Huh, get it?
I'll see you soon.
That's fucking clever. He's a clever
guy.
Yeah,
man. No, I didn't see that.
Bro, he got fucking spiked on his head.
I didn't think that was a legit injury.
Dude, watch it again.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Watch
it's
it again.
On demand, so I'll go watch it at home.
He's out. That He's sucks. Out. So Scorpio Sky jumped in there.
Oh, I did see that. And in street clothes.
Yeah.
He wrestled with one sneaker, didn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was legit. I thought that was are you sure you didn't get the stinger before that?
The package pile driver again, dude.
Yeah, if he was suffering from a stinger, there's no way he would have agreed to take a pile driver.
That's true, too,
you know?
Actually.
Yikes.
That's crazy,
look,
Scorpio, that happened so fast watching it.
If they worked me, they worked You're me. Right. Rick Knox threw up the X. Like, they got people out there real fast.
And Scorpio just jumped in jeans.
But that's the problem because you. But I. That was supposed to happen, though, wasn't it? Was Scorpio not supposed? That's weird.
He might be working that and might be injured some other way and just was never supposed to be in the match.
That's really weird.
It's like, possible. Just if you have time, go watch the pile driver. It does not look good.
That's really strange, man.
Okay, well then kudos to the guys like Scorpio Sky for just jumping in real quick and making it look like it was supposed to happen.
It really felt legit. Like it felt like this was like, you know, like wow, like they really planned ahead. He came out in street clothes, like
yeah. And actually now that I'm thinking about it, when Scorpio Sky was like saying like let me in to the match, like I'll do it, the referee did kind of look a little weirded out by it, if I remember it correctly, but I remember it looking too real, like to be real. Like it just looked like they were doing that good a job.
If
it's true, then God bless them.
It's a bummer. If it's true, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
If they worked me, great. Good job. You worked me. I love it.
Who did LAX work?
LAX beat the Beaver Boys. Proud and powerful.
Yes, proud and powerful.
I
did like Ortiz being different crazy this week as opposed to just chewing his tongue.
Bro, his back scratches are awesome.
It's good stuff.
It's awesome. And then after the match, Jericho
put the promo on the old stage
screen. Yeah.
Ortiz was yelling the whole time during the promo. It was great.
It's going to be the Bucks against Proud and Powerful at Full Gear.
Nice.
Which is fucking dynamite. The Rio.
Whoa.
Britt Baker match.
I started texting you when it started. I was like, wow, this is pretty dog shit, isn't it?
I told you, bro. She turned it around.
And then?
Like 3 minutes in, I was like, okay, this is getting good. All right, all right.
That Rio is something special, man. I didn't like her at the beginning.
Oh, she's good.
Man, she's good.
She's so wavy, too, which makes it so much crazier.
I really, really like the Moxley, Pac, Hangman Page, Kenny Omega tag match.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Let's take a look at the big picture, though. Kenny Omega, the only reason he caught a break is because Moxley screwed up Pac, right?
Okay.
So Kenny Omega hasn't really been on the winning team, quote-unquote, as far as All Elite Wrestling's been going. He's kind of like the jobber to the stars at this point.
Okay.
The only reason he got the win is because Moxley walked out. But great story in that match.
Sure.
Moxley's like, they were like, I don't need him.
Does the Kenny Omega character need a win?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Kevin's right. But with a caveat, he needs to get at least a couple of wins soon. He can't just keep being the job guy.
To us, Kenny Omega can do no wrong.
Yeah.
To maybe some people watching like NBA basketball who don't know who Kenny Omega is and then just turn in the next night. To see a commercial at the opening night of NBA, and then they turn in and have no idea who Kenny Omega is, and he just loses every week.
Yeah, and on top of that, what does AEW put all their stock in? Wins and losses.
Not really.
Well, they kind of do.
Yeah, but
they're always giving you like the stats every week, like Jericho being undefeated, the undefeated world champion, and all this and that. They kind of like are making a deal out of it. So Omega does need a win. He needs something.
How's the AAA Mega Championship sound?
Yeah, but that's is he going to show up with it? They're going to be like, look at this fucking loser. He's a champion of Mexico.
I believe he will be on AEW TV with it.
I think that's what they were talking about.
That'll do something then, for sure.
So I what's think. He going to do? He's going to defend it at the pay-per-view?
Like, I don't think so. I get where you're going from. Now he got a win. He won in a tag team match. It's just there's more layers to that story.
Oh, my God. And Pac was like, don't do it, don't do it. And he just fucking
double
flips
him off. It was great, because Pac wants the wins.
Yeah.
Right? So wins and losses matter. It means something. I think the story's great, and they're going to go up against each other tomorrow night.
Yep, and that match looks so good, too. That match was so much fun.
Did you watch...
I haven't watched Dark.
From last week?
So I didn't watch Joey Janela and Kenny Omega.
Kenny got his win there.
Yeah, there you go.
That match is awesome.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Joey debuts tomorrow night.
Yeah, against...
Jack Evans.
Jack Evans, which is... Yeah.
Is Jack Evans part of the tag team?
Yep. Yeah, with Angelico.
That's right. Angelico.
So the AEW Dark tonight is...
Brandon Cutler.
Brandon Cutler.
He flies through the air, but doesn't like airplanes. He'll take Angelico.
The AEW Dark that's on tonight is from last week with Taz on commentary.
Brother!
So I'm excited to check that out.
I watched his entrance. Nice reaction.
Who, Taz?
Yeah.
Did he come out to like, beep?
No, it's beep. Actually nice music.
Beat me with nice music. Dun, 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 yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. It's fucking ring around the rosy, you fucking
here
move.
Comes Taz. He's going to do commentary. Here comes Taz.
And then Jericho retained against Darby Allin.
That was a good match, too.
It was. And then the Inner Darby Circle came out, Papa Champagne.
No. You're glossing over the fact that Jericho tied his hands behind his back. And he was doing all the flips and things off the top rope, climbing the ropes with no hands.
I forgot you've never seen Darby Allin match.
Doing the moonsault. Well, is he like pockets except his hands aren't tied in?
He's done that before where he's been like handcuffed. His hands are handcuffed behind his back. Super talented dude.
How come he didn't just ask the referee to untie him or cut him loose?
Because he's Darby Allin.
I know, he's a fucking maniac.
Excuse me.
I found out from the Jim Ross podcast why he paints his face. I never knew it.
Do tell.
He was in a car accident with his uncle when he was 5 years old, and his uncle was killed. So he paints his face half to remind him of his uncle who passed away.
Skeletor?
Yes.
It's pretty deep.
It is. But you look at Darby Allin, it fits, you know?
Yeah.
The guy makes pictures with poop. Go back in the archives, folks.
Listen I forgot about that.
Listen to Doo-Doo Art. One of my favorite episodes.
This tomorrow's show is fucking stacked.
Why? We're doing a show tomorrow?
No, the AEW Dynamite. It's the Bucks versus the Best Friends.
Dynamite!
Evans versus Janela. Both tag matches, the semifinals.
Oh, great. We're going to see the Dark Order again.
Yeah, the Dark Order's taking on SCU.
Dog shit.
All right, who do you like? Lucha Brothers against Private Party?
Lucha's.
Private.
I like Private Party, too.
Really?
I think
the
it's going to be
Private Party against the Dark Order?
I think so.
Oh, yucko. No offense to Private Party, but Dark Order is not impressing me.
We'll see.
Weren't they the Mario Brothers?
They were the Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, man. You had a boner and a half for them when Drew What's-His-Name was trying to bring them in years ago.
They're awesome.
I understand. They didn't look too awesome in that.
Oh, God.
And let's get back to that. Why did they have a first-round bye match? Why couldn't they just have that match in the first round?
Because they were
Kevin's yawning.
They
Kevin's
were creating
bored.
Content.
Whatever.
Don't fucking add whatever.
My nuts are content.
Yeah, are they?
Because AEW's been a great show.
All right.
I can blurka-blurka to AEW all night long.
All right, so you mentioned it before, the New Japan Pro Wrestling coming to America.
Now, you see, I'm disappointed because I usually have my fingers on the pulse of New Japan.
You're an expert.
This one snuck past me in the radar. What do we know about this? Apparently, it's been in works for a while. Oh, something else we didn't talk about to coexist with that. New Japan bought what? Stardom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
Women's wrestling coming in for Matt. There you go.
What about the MLW Women's Division?
Oh, MLW Women's Division.
They should leave the MLW Women's Division in Mexico.
How you like them apples?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, maybe
they're
going to book those ladies from that CMLL show.
No.
The ones that stole the show with the fake pins and the moves and not kicking out and the referee stopping the count 45
Please
times.
Not.
All right, give me New Japan. Let's go.
So they're going to start the New Japan. Don't fucking snap your fingers at me, motherfucker. I will reach over this couch and choke the fucking life out of you, you cocksucker.
In your face.
Don't do
Let's
that.
Go. Come
so
on.
Rude.
Chop, chop. Let's go.
Kylie Rae was at Impact's Bound for Glory.
she
doesn't
was.
Like transgender people.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. So
this is apparently this was a 3-step phase for New Japan Pro Wrestling to expand over to
phase 1 steel underpants, phase 2 phase 3 profit.
You are the fucking worst. Absolute worst.
Come on, that's a real throwback.
Step 1 was searching for talent, step 2 was running shows in the States and other countries and markets, and now this is step 3 where they will be going into 2020 looking to double the amount of events that they did in the States. So they did 12 to 13 events this year. Going forward to 2020, yeah. They're looking to do anywhere from 24 to 28. But they're looking at smaller venues.
Right, like 2,000
seaters, which is perfect.
Yeah. New Japan, come to a Trenton CYO Center.
Nah, they'll stay in the city. They'll stay, you know, Boston,
doing,
New York, Philly.
Doing these pools of tours.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
as long as Jay White doesn't come.
What fuck is your problem with Jay White?
Fuck Jay White.
Why?
Switchblade. I hope he has one in his pocket. It goes off and cuts off his
I brain. Hope to God you come face to face with Switchblade Jay White.
I'm going to say,
fucking,
what's up there, John Tenta Jr.?
And he punches you right in your fucking dumb face.
Oh, I hope he does. And I'm going to go on the floor when he tries to get wrist control of me. I'm going to go, motherfucker, I ain't getting up.
You're gonna do what he does.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get Jado to come out and kick Gedo in the nuts.
No, they're on the same
team. So Gedo's gonna be there too.
That's right. Okay. Gedo and Gato are gonna kill
Master
each other.
Master Heater?
That's it. I'm gonna get Big Tom Ishii to fuck his world up.
Do you think Jay White retains against Hiroki Goto? It's a preview to your picks for Power Struggle?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
But yeah,
think he retains? So you're rooting for Jay. So,
no, I'm not rooting
so
for
hold
him.
So hold on. Let's ask Tony Z, Big Tony Z,
right,
T-Donk.
T-Donk!
Your level of hate is so high for Jay White, you won't pick against him.
All right, if that's the way you want to philosophize and prioritize about it, then sure.
So if you hate him so much, you will pick Hiroki Goto at the Kings of Pro Wrestling. Or, Power Struggle.
My hatred does not cloud my judgment because I am a New Japan expert. And I say that Jay White, as despicable as he is going to wind up holding on to that belt probably till the January 4th show, Wrestle Kingdom.
So you'll admit that Jay White is a super talented dude.
I will admit that for some reason someone in New Japan likes him, and they're keeping the belt on him for some other storyline.
So you won't...
Well, Yuji Nagata books New Japan.
I don't know. Maybe Yuji Nagata need for some Jay White penis. I don't know. Get it? Nagata need?
I got it.
Get it?
A-boo.
Huge, and it's huge.
A-boo.
A huge. You got a huge need for Jay White. It's a penis kind of show.
Well, yeah. So they also brought Stardom, apparently.
Bought, not brought.
Whatever. No one
bring
gives
it anywhere.
A shit.
They just purchased it.
They brought it to Jay White's house, and then Jay White banged them all because he's the man.
He's probably got a big penis.
Yeah, those New Zealand kids do. They got giant hogs.
Oh, he's New Zealander?
Yeah.
Oh, man, when I see him, I want to lick his head. He's like, good day, Kiwi. Oh, wait, Kiwi's bad, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know Kiwis New Zealand slang.
I thought it was a slag word that the Australians call the New Zealanders. I could be wrong. Baza probably knows if he could hit us up and let us know.
Oh, pretty sure it's bad.
Whatever.
Maybe not bad, but derogatory at best.
For all my to all my New Zealand friends, I say good day and cheerio and sorry, mate. No worries. I'll get you.
I want to lick your head.
I'll get you blooming on you. Hey, feel better?
New Japan Pro Wrestling also set a date for Jushin Thunder Liger's final U.S. match taking place in San...
Bluk! Last week when you said Bluk, I felt so bad that I made fun of you.
Taking place in San Jose on November 9th. They've yet to announce who his opponent is, but they have announced that at Wrestle Kingdom, Liger will team with Tatsumi Fujinami, The Great Sasuke, and Tiger Mask 4.
Fujinami's still wrestling, huh?
Well, this is a special event.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Going to take on Naiko Sano, Shinjiri Otani, Tatsuhito Taikawa, and Taguchi with El Samurai in Liger's corner.
El Samurai? Is he for WWE now?
I don't know. And they haven't announced who his final opponent will be.
That's Kendo Kushin. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be Jay White.
You think so?
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know.
Well, that's not nice. Whatever. And for those of you who are interested in the Super Junior Tag League standings, Taguchi and Rocky Romero are undefeated as of this morning with 6 points, with El Desperado and Kanemaru, Phantasmo and Ishimori, and Voldor Jr. and Titan, and Sho and Yo each have 4 points. Osprey and Robbie
Voltron
Eagles have
is in
two.
The tournament?
Voldor Jr.
Voldor.
Dude, they announced the field for CMLL Fantastic Mania.
Oh boy.
Dude, it's going to be, I don't have it in front of me. It's going to be a shit show. I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, we should pick that show.
Oh, it's like a 10-day tour, dude.
Are they coming to the US?
No, it's all in Japan.
Wait, CMLL is going to Japan?
Yeah, they do a Fantastic Mania every year.
Fantastico. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh yeah, maybe we'll do a watch along.
I can't wait.
I got some newses and noteses.
Yay!
The Usos are still off TV because they're degenerates.
Great. Is that why Jeff Hardy's off TV too?
Yep.
Are the wives still fighting each other?
Well,
on
that's
Twitter?
Why he was pulled off of Ringside Fest in New York on Sunday, November.
Why? Because his wife is a bitch?
No, because
Glug glug.
Yes.
Glug glug. The WB also broke up Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
What? Really?
Yep. Yeah.
No Bludgeon Brothers reunion?
Nope.
I mean, there probably will be.
Nah, they're getting rid of, they're keeping Luke Harper at home.
Make sure you check your DVRs Friday night. SmackDown will be on FS1.
Ain't that a kick in the dick?
Well, I mean, what did you expect to happen?
I understand, but as the ratings are like plummeting on that side of the world, they could have done without having to like preempt, not preempt, but like move them along for a week.
Well, no, the other option is preempt it because yeah, well, Fox has the rights to the World Series. What are you going to pick? World Series will draw like a 7 at least.
Maria Manick was at the Performance Center this week for a tryout. She apparently only signed a 6-month contract with Ring of Honor. She never actually had a match in Ring of Honor. She just did all the post-match beatdowns and shit. Corey Graves starts his WWE podcast next Wednesday.
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. Jake Atlas was signed to WWE.
Charles's son.
So, no, not Charles's son. So that'll be good. He's very well known in the independent scene. Made a huge impact at Battle of Los Angeles and GCW, excuse me.
So, wait, you went with Charles Atlas and not Tony Atlas?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know where his head's at.
Yeah.
After Hell in a Cell ended in a no contest, the catch line for the Crown Jewel match is, "Can't be stopped for any reason."
Great.
Unless we want it to.
So right now, your Crown Jewel is looking like Brock Lesnar, Cain Velasquez, Braun Strowman, Tyson Fury.
Wait. Slow down. All right, go ahead.
Seth Rollins against The Fiend in a False Count Anywhere match. It can't be stopped for any reason.
Ain't no stopping me now.
This is what Team Hulk Hogan is.
Shawn Benjamin.
Ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I know.
Oh, it's Big Dog, Rusev, Shorty G.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and there was... Wait. There's Shorty G, and there's another... Oh, and Ali.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, God, who's the middle guy?
Ricochet.
Pew, pew. Wait, didn't I text you, like, a joke where I gave them all nicknames?
I don't know. And then they're taking on Team Flair. Orton, Corbin, Lashley, Nakamura, and there's one more who hasn't been named yet.
No, his name last night. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Drew McIntyre. Duh. Your boy Mansoor is taking on Cesaro.
I can't wait. Gorilla Mansoor, baby.
And then whatever this World Cup tag team turmoil match is.
It's to determine the best tag team in the world.
Do you think there's a chance we can get away with a Gorilla Mansoor t-shirt?
Us? No.
No.
But I bet you we can get away with Shane McMahon winning the best tag team in the world tournament by himself.
Who's in that match, Matt? The best tag team.
The New Day, the Viking Raiders. Maybe not the New Day now that Xavier Woods tore his shit up.
Well, I mean, no, it's going to be Kofi and
what's his nuts. Yeah.
All right, maybe. I don't fucking know. He wasn't in the tag team match Friday night.
The Dog, the Cuck, the Finger Blaster, Shorty G, and Ali. The last two are Sasha Baron Cohen.
New Day, Viking Raiders, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, Ryder Lucha! Hawkins.
That's right.
The Revival, the OC, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode. Oh, and the B Team.
Sending over the big guns.
Ah, yeah.
Big time match right there. I'm excited. Crown Jewel. The crown jewel of my heart.
I won't watch a second of it.
Oh, come on.
What? I won't.
Why not?
Why would I fucking waste... Next week... I'm going to watch AEW Dynamite. I'm going to watch NWA Power. I'll watch MLW.
Look,
I'll watch MLW pay-per-view, and I'll watch New Japan Pro Wrestling.
But it's on a Thursday night. Like, there's no reason.
Thursday afternoon.
I'll be working on
a Thursday afternoon.
Come on. You don't have the phone out while you're working?
Fuck that noise. I ain't watching this nonsense.
Kevin can book pay-per-views with the time that he has.
You think I give really a shit don't. About any of this nonsense?
I have no time.
Brock Lesnar, Cain Velasquez? I'll give you my picks right now. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Team Hogan, Mansoor. I don't know. Pick a fucking tag team. And Kevin. There you go. You win the fucking tag team
title. Kevin got us booked.
You know. You seriously can't be. You're not going to take fucking Hawkins and Ryder.
Find out next week.
That's the fear just giving away picks. I love it.
Right here on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
What other? Do I have any other news and notes? Amazing Red's going to be in the British J Cup, and he will be taking on the Bastard Pac in the first round.
I love that Red is getting all these extra dream matches that I never thought I'd see.
And it's not Pac, it's Pac.
Suck my Pac.
Suck these nuts.
If you were with Pac, it would have been amazing.
I love the big package.
There you go.
The big package.
The big package. Pac-age. Who doesn't?
Whoa!
I think that's everything. Yeah!
Really? We got going
homes?
It's
anybody? All the news and notes I had.
Anybody's got going homes?
There's going to be stuff about the XFL.
Look.
Ring of Honor put Colt Cabana in charge of...
Oh, this is a good one.
...of making matches, and he decided PCO
That's not my
will be taking on friend of the show,
Danny Moff and a long-awaited return to Ring of Honor in Columbus, November 3rd?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty fucking awesome. I'm super excited for Danny Moff. It's about time Ring of Honor got their heads out of their asses and they decided to bring back Danny Moff, because Danny Moff is a super talented dude. He's been tearing it up on the indies. And go to the Wrestling Has a Tomorrow YouTube.
What?
And just look at the preview, because PCO and Danny Moff had an unfucking real match at Wrestling Has a Tomorrow. So check that out. How's that for going home?
That's a great going home.
That's all of our going homes.
No, you don't have one?
That was going to be it once we...
Well, Tony's going to tell us all about fucking Kylie Rae. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, speaking of Kylie Rae, we talked about WWE 2K20 earlier in the show. And I think a lot of people got roped into the fact that if they got the collector's edition, they got a photograph personally autographed by Edge. But somewhere along the lines, people were getting these collector's editions and not getting the autographed picture.
I was going to bring that up in the talk about that.
Well, tough shit. Too late. It's my going home. So Edge, finding out about this, says that when he gets back from filming a movie, he's setting up a P.O. box. He's going to hook up everybody that didn't get an autograph from him. So if you got screwed by WWE 2K, get on with Edge. He's going to hook you up, and it's going to be awesome, because I forget what his music sounds like. I would have had a good quote, but I'm done with that. Kevin, we're going home.
I just want to double check. It is November 3rd. I was confused if it was November 3rd or November 1st. So Danny Moff, PCO, November 3rd, Columbus. I don't know. Fox Sports announced the 2020 XFL schedule. I don't think anyone really cares about that.
No, I'm interested.
No, we're not. Because I just navigated.
Nothing about the Golden Girls.
Because
this time?
I navigated away from the page.
Didn't they have the DC quarterback in the front row last night of Raw?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you what his name is.
Landry?
Is he a former NFL guy?
Tom Landry?
So,
kid?
Yeah. And I think he played at Oklahoma, too.
Sooner.
Bog on!
Bog on, baby.
Oh, there was a great video from this past weekend, the Oklahoma game. They got this cart that they had. It was a horse-drawn cart that they run out on the field before the game starts.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking thing capsized, and everybody fell out of it. It was great. And then the horses just kept running while these people were all hurt on the floor. All
right, here we go.
Horses
going home.
In the front.
AEW to debut in Germany on Fridays.
Oh, great. Kratzer could tell us all about it.
That's right, because he's from Germany.
Well, he's from Austria. It's close enough. He's closer to Germany than we are. I think he's in the same time zone now.
We don't know that.
I don't fucking know.
We do not know that.
Oh, Kylie Rae signed a developmental deal with WWE.
Did she really?
Yes, she did.
Can't wait.
I believe you.
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
You fucking losers. I'm lying. She ain't going nowhere. Fuck your hands and fuck your face, you fucking fuck. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I did fuck up something in the beginning, I think.
Good.
Did I ever play a liner when we started the show?
Nope.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is the Alpha Female, and you're listening to Shining Wizard.
Well, you were listening to Shining Wizard because the show's over. We got going home music.
NXT UK's Alpha Female.
You think you know me?
That's right. Folks, the 8th anniversary show is shaping up so wonderfully. We've got our 4 guests. We're going to have all kinds of great stuff happening that night. We're going to have live games. We're going to have guests. We're going to have food. There's going to be great beer, thanks to the folks at the Elementary Brewing Company. Admission is free. We just need you to be there. Come on out and celebrate with us.
That's right. Bring your party hats.
Yes.
So once again, to run down those guests, Falaba, Crowbar, Busted Opens, Dave LaGreca, and of course, Ring of Honor's LSG. Never know who else might be there to hang. I'm guessing a lot more people will be there to chill.
Yeah, come hang out in the crowd. You never know who's going to be appearing there as well.
Should be a good time.
I might say hi to them all.
Please don't. We might have to have a dump button for Kevin.
I'm going to give him the wireless mic and just put him by the front door. And everybody that walks in, he's just going to constantly
hello.
Say,
hello.
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 Hello. I'll be British, too.
Please, no.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Welcome.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Welcome to the Elementary.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Christ.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same groovy station.
Well, we don't know that.
Why? We're not.
Possible
we're
Monday, I thought. Anyway, off the air.
Yeah. Breaking kayfabe with Kevin Garifo.
Well, we don't want to tell. Don't want to.
I'll end it like this. See you next Tuesday.
Fuck Kylie Rae. Her fucking dumb
your
smiley
hand. Fuck
face.
Fuck your face. Fuck your dumper.
Fucking ass. Tony's an asshole.
I hope Lashley and Hogan give you a fucking double team.
I hope Jay White shows up and he fucking stabs your kid in the head. How do you like them apples?
Great question. Would you rather be attacked by a hornswoggle, 10 hornswoggle-sized Brock Lesnar's, or a Brock Lesnar-sized hornswoggle?
A Brock Lesnar-sized hornswoggle.
Okay, Kevin?
10 Brock Lesnar-sized hornswoggles.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'd be afraid as shit of that. I'm going with the big hornswoggle.
Yeah, 10 little Brock.
10 hornswoggle-sized Brock Lesnar. Wait.
10 hornswoggle-sized Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, 100% that.
But still 10 Brock Lesnar's, though.
That's why I'm more scared of that.
Yeah, so you would rather be attacked by one big...
Oh, I thought the question was, what are you more afraid of?
No.
Yeah, but you still answered it wrong.
I'm more afraid of 10 people coming after me.
See you next Tuesday.
Right, so you'd rather be attacked by one big...
Hornswoggle than 10 little Brock Lesnar's?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
So we're all in agreement there.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
No, wait. To remember, I'd rather deal with one Brock Lesnar-sized hornswoggle.
Yeah, yes. That was the question. And that's
all right. That's why I answered right the entire time.
There you go.
Thank you.
Right. See you next Tuesday.
No. Because I'm more terrified.
Shut right, up. But the question wasn't what are you more terrified of.
No.
Wouldn't that correlate? If I'm more terrified of the 10 people, wouldn't I rather deal with the one person?
Yeah. No, Kevin's right. You're wrong this time.
Okay.
All right, goodbye,
what made
everyone.
You come up with that question?
I heard it on the Arn show, if you're not listening.
Oh, I didn't listen to this. Is this the Ask Arn
Anything?
It was
Ask Arn Anything, yes. And Arn, of course, agreed that he wanted a Brock Lesnar-sized hornswoggle.
Sure.
You'd have to.
I got to read his book, the Hornswoggle book. Feels like he literally spent half his career just under the ring waiting for shit to happen.
He was probably writing the book.
Right? He was under there for the fucking Battle Royal. He came out, Johnny Swinger was in it. I'd love to talk to Johnny Swinger.
Johnny Swinger.
I can't wait. I'm actually looking forward to finally seeing his stuff on Impact.
Stay tuned on The Rant. The Best of The Rant is coming up next.
The best, there's a best of them?
Yeah, Drew's away, so.
Where is he?
For a beach vacation.
Really?
Is he going on a beach vacation?
He's in Hawaii, actually.
Oh, good. I hope there's a fucking typhoon.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Yes, Tatsumi Fujinami.
I hope Uncle
there.
Fred goes out there.
And shocks the world.
Don't forget, this Saturday, come on down to iPlayAmerica. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be there. Phil plays all our commercials, and Choppy will be there, and so will Steve. Steve is the best. He's the new guy. We're going to be at a table. Don't forget to say hi to the High Spots guys. They got invited there. They didn't pay $125 to get a table. They got a personal invite from Tommy Fierro, who said, you guys are the greatest podcast on God's green earth, better than The Shining Wizards, and better than the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and better than all of Conrad Thompson's podcasts. So we invite you to come out and sit down with us, and you can see Sergeant Slaughter, and you can see Axe, and you can see Smash, and you can see Crush, and you can see Nikita Koloff, and you could see the Fink. They're going to roll him out there in his coffin, and it's going to be a good time, and there's going to be Adrian Adonis, and don't play the buttons, and don't hit the buttons, because Phil's going to be there with his sausage fingers, and we're going to order a pizza, and Matt's going to be a slob, and he's going to eat a pizza while there's a Honky Tonk Man interview, and we're going home now, so go the fuck home. Now go home. Tony, turn it off. Let's go home.
A little bit of the bubbly.